Hope, sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc., and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Back on British soil.
I have prayed for this day.
Cars guarding against whiplash.
Most are still poor or marginal.
Two Americans killed in Iraq.
Their deaths could have been the result of friendly fire.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. After nearly 2 weeks in Iranian hands and in the eye of an international standoff, 15 British sailors and Marines are now home. Let's go live to London for the latest from CBS News reporter Larry Miller.
Leaving Tehran, the crew wore business suits provided by their captors, but when their plane landed about an hour ago at London's Heathrow Airport, they emerged back in their British military uniforms, stopping for pictures before boarding helicopters, now taking them to a military base for debriefing and family reunions. This woman can't wait to see her son.
Children can bring you the greatest pain, but they can also bring you the greatest joy.
Once the plane landed, Prime Minister Tony Blair said no one was fooled by what he called Iran's theater performance.
Our own public and international opinion is sufficiently intelligent to realize what was happening there.
Politics aside, it's time for Welcome Home Celebrations. Live in London, Larry Miller, CBS News.
And I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington.
Iran is in some ways the loser.
Veteran diplomat Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, sees possible short-term PR gains, but more long-term problems for Tehran.
It sends a powerful message that this is a country that still doesn't play by the rules.
And Haass says it raises new questions.
Who is running things in Iran, and whether they're essentially a member of the international community or not?
Now, those questions are also being asked by the Bush administration. The U.S. again challenges Iran to end its suspected nuclear weapons program. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In Iraq today, the U.S. military says five U.S. soldiers have died over the past 2 days. And there is word this morning that a U.S. chopper went down south of Baghdad after coming under enemy fire. All nine people on board are said to have survived. The British military says four of its troops, along with their interpreter, have been killed. In an ambush in southern Iraq, another soldier was seriously wounded. The army is now saying two soldiers killed in Ramadi in early February may not have died at the hands of the enemy.
There has been an indication that both of these soldiers may have been killed in action as a result of friendly fire.
Army Major Ann Edgecombe says the deaths of Private Matthew Zimer and Glendive of Glendive, Montana, and Specialist Alan McPeak of Tucson, Arizona, initially was reported to the families as friendly as a enemy fire, but the Army then revealed to the families on March the 31st after an investigation that friendly fire was suspected. How much does going high-tech help boost students' reading, writing, and arithmetic? Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. And Steve, what's a new federal study show?
Well, Nick, when the school bell rings, it really doesn't matter whether math and reading teachers have the latest high-tech software to help them teach. Education Department researchers looked at elementary and secondary classes in 132 schools, and while teachers who used computers and software thought they were helpful and used them properly, test scores for their students weren't any better than for those kids who learned things the old-fashioned way. Nick?
It's not news designed to reassure taxpayers nervous about security. A government audit has found that hundreds of IRS computers have gone missing since 2003. And USA Today says the audit also shows inadequate password and encryption that would safeguard taxpayers' information. The annual Scripps National Spelling Bee is set for the end of May.
A-L-O.
And this is the last year it will be F-R-E-E. Starting in 08, the National Bee will charge schools $99 to take part in local contests because money is short, since fewer newspapers are paying to sponsor contestants. When this happens, how well do most cars protect passengers? CBS News correspondent John Harchi takes a look.
Whiplash injuries are not usually life-threatening, but there are more than 2 million claims a year.
And it costs more than $8.5 billion, and we all pay for those injuries in terms of increased insurance premiums.
Adrian Lund, president of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, says 22 of the current cars do have good seat and headrest design.
We're looking for head restraints that are high on your head, that are close to the back of your head, and for seats that move with the head restraint to keep your body and your head moving together.
Unfortunately, most vehicles still don't do that well enough. John Harchi, CBS News, Washington.
It's 5 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. One of four teenagers being held in the February stabbing of a 53-year-old Lafayette mother has pleaded guilty to one count of being an accessory to a crime. 16-year-old Jared Smith will serve 2 years in the Department of Youth Corrections, followed by 6 months mandatory parole. Deal does not specify if Smith will have to cooperate with prosecutors against the other three. The State House approving a measure that would make it clear lawmakers want more money spent on upgrading Colorado veterans' homes. That after questions were raised about patient neglect and crumbling buildings. Arvada Democratic Representative Sarah Gagliardi says, as a nurse and a lawmaker, she was appalled at the conditions of those facilities that house our vets. And the Colorado Department of Transportation has hired a contractor to repair a big crack that's closed the eastbound bore of the Hanging Lakes Tunnel in Glenwood Canyon. Transportation Department says concrete work on Colorado will do the work, but there's no word yet on just how the cost or how long that job will take. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Now, we're off to a pretty good start here in the metro area. Not a lot to speak of in terms of the weather. Clear and dry highways right now, and we are collision-free. Now, up in the high country, you've definitely got a snowy, icy drive along I-70 from the Eisenhower toward the Vail Pass this morning. You need to chain up both directions of the Eisenhower Tunnel and over the Vail, and chains required for commercial vehicles as well eastbound over the Loveland Pass. We did have eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at McCaslin bogged down there. Left lane was closed as they finished up some overnight work. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, increasing clouds, cooler showers by midday with a high of 50.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1500. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
The new AT&T. Your world delivered.
The Osgood File. April 5th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 53, but they're saying, what are you grinning about, John? We haven't even started yet. Yeah, I'm me adjusting my levels. Well, somebody else comes in here and uses that, this room. That's why when I'm not here. Chance of a rain and snow today and a high of 53. And there's precipitation in the forecast all the way until Sunday, which I hope that there's no precipitation Saturday night, even though it says 40% chance of snow. Why is that? Because my man Vic is going to be racing a car that I have part sponsorship in the figure eight racing at the Colorado Speedway. That's going to be this Saturday. Now, if you want to see the car and you want to find out more about this, and you're welcome to join us. Mary and I are going, and a couple of friends of ours, Scott and Sonny. So you're more than welcome to show up. Go to am760.net and check it out. There's a picture of the automobile. The other thing we got going on today you need to know about, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll spend some time, not much because he didn't have much, but we'll spend some time visiting with Howard Dean, chairman of the Democratic National Committee, and the former governor of Vermont, and he's got some pretty sharp things to say, and we'll talk to him between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So that's coming up this morning. And yesterday morning I got into trouble for talking about Keith Richards, so I'm not going to talk about Keith Richards. I'll stay away from that. People sent me email and they started to complain. And I'm sure I'm going to get complaints about, well, you know, we always get complaints. Okay. Couple of things that are worth looking at really early here in the first part of the program. And John, do you have that audio of Bush? Yeah. Okay. And I'm not doing the whole show Bush bashing, but I have to point this out not only because of George W. Bush, but also because of the right wing talkers who then parrot this stuff around, and then it gets into the mainstream media, a la CNN and Suzanne Malveaux and others, and it gets into the mainstream media and then becomes part of, what's the word I'm looking for here, then becomes part of the consensus. Is that the right word? Yeah, okay. All right. Now, you know, and I know, and I don't even have to listen to know that this is going on. How do I know? Because I get Media Matters. MediaMatters.org. You know they've been going on and 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 on about Nancy Pelosi going to Syria. You know this has been going on. Okay. Listen to what George W. Bush says about this whole thing just the other day. Listen.
Part of our doctrine is if you
harbor a terrorist, you're equally as guilty as the terrorists. Another part of the doctrine is when you see a threat, we must take threats seriously before they come here to hurt us. See, what changed on September the 11th is oceans can no longer protect the people in the United States from harm. I saw a threat in Saddam Hussein. The world is better off without Saddam Hussein in power. And so are the citizens of Iraq.
Now, does he think we're stupid? He must think we're dumb. No, he really must. He must think that we don't have any grasp of history, that we don't follow what's going on, and that we have really no grasp of anything. And it's like he's the dad or he's the teacher, and you and I are the kiddies, or you and I are the students. Either that or he's incredibly, 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 incredibly ill-informed, naive, and not very smart. Here's why I say that. Here's why I say that. This is the reason I say this. Okay. One, let's break down what he just said about cooperating or having relationships with countries that harbor terrorists. Didn't he just say that? Okay, where is Mullah Omar and Osama bin Laden? Does anybody know where they are? Where the best guess estimates are that they are right now? Where most intelligence services feel that bin Laden and Mullah Omar and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, where are they operating out of? Where are they? Let me see. Are they in Rutherford, New Jersey? Are they in the port of Long Beach? Could they be... let me think. Could they be in Buenos Aires? How about Minsk? No, they're in Pakistan. And we give military aid and money to Pakistan. And Musharraf, who is not a democratic leader, does not seem to be inclined and keeps giving excuses about dealing with bin Laden, dealing with Mullah Omar, and dealing with the terrorists that are there. Now, I'm not the only one saying this. The head of the Afghan government said it here last week. Karzai made the same accusation. So it isn't just J. Marvin, it's a lot of people. And so Mr. Bush is standing there and he's lying to us. Okay, oceans no longer protect people. Oh, so in other words, my uncle went into World War II and was in the Pacific along with my father because they felt like going. Pearl Harbor never happened. I see. Okay. All right. I get it. And then finally, the criticisms that have been going on about Nancy Pelosi. All right, go to Lancaster Online. This is the Lancaster, Pennsylvania newspaper. And the article is dated April the 3rd, 2007. And check this out. While U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her upcoming visit to Syria has caused the White House to bristle, a little publicized rendezvous took place Sunday between Syria's president and Lancaster County's congressman. And though Bush administration officials have been criticizing Pelosi, it's not clear what role the White House and the U.S. Department of State played when U.S. Representative Joe Pitts and two other Republican congressmen met with Syrian President Bashar Assad. Pitts is a Chester County Republican who represents Lancaster County. Gabe Neville, Pitts' chief of staff, said Monday the conference between Assad and the three Republicans was intended to be low profile. And here's the big underlying key statement, okay? Check it out. Quote, unquote, it was done in cooperation with the administration. Oh, I get it. In other words, if Nancy Pelosi goes, then it's wrong, and it's not enabling the United States to speak with one voice, and it's bad, and blah, blah, and on, and all of that that you've heard over the last 24 to 48 hours. But if three Republicans go, and it's mentioned by, and it's put together by the United States government, if it's put together in cooperation with the administration, then that's perfectly okay. That's all right. Now, don't you find that to be a little hypocritical? Don't you find what I've just gone over to be a little, well, I can't use that word on the radio. Don't you find that to be BS? Seriously. I mean, I don't want to get in here every single day and beat George W. Bush up. That's boring. But really, don't you find this to be like a little hypocritical? And that a grown man would stand up and make these statements as if the things that are going on out there don't exist, or that you and I aren't smart enough to realize that the Japanese, what did they fly over when they bombed Pearl Harbor? Let me see. Was it Dicondra? Was it a golf course? No. I think it was the ocean. And this administration wonders why people think, the people in the United States, at a growing level, think that the commander-in-chief, the decider, this guy, there's something wrong with it.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You'll have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons, now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills.
I thought we agreed on a washer.
You ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Get down here.
Now get both. Get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. And if you don't have an account with us, open one and get 10% off your first purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. Max discount $200 based on available credit. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month. Request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134. 844-1134.
There's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Part of our doctrine is if you harbor a terrorist, you're equally as guilty as the terrorists. Another part of the doctrine is when you see a threat, we must take threats seriously before they come here to hurt us. See, what changed on September the 11th is oceans can no longer protect the people in the United States from harm. I saw a threat in Saddam Hussein. The world is better off without Saddam Hussein in power. And so are the citizens of Iraq.
6:25, 25 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. A chance of rain and snow. High today, 53. 30% chance of that happening. I don't want to bash Bush all day because that gets increasingly, it's repetitive and it's boring. But I just couldn't resist talking about that little snippet of that speech that he gave. And here's the other thing. He's back to equating Iraq with 9/11. Even though he has acknowledged, and his administration has acknowledged, and everybody else has acknowledged that they're not connected. But he's back to doing it again. So that's another part. That's another part of the equation. Here's a instant message from Tommy the Commie, streaming us at am760.net. Who's dumber, those who blindly follow the president or those who thought that Vince McMahon Jr. versus Donald Trump loser shaves his head match? At least Sunday's WrestleMania was on the level. What a question mark. Yeah, man, I love wrestling. Okay, I haven't seen it in forever. But that's a good point. And there are people out there who think that wrestling is real. There are people who think that wrestling is absolutely real. And I think there are people out there who believe what this guy's saying. I don't think they're the majority of us, and I think the majority of America is rapidly tuning this guy out because they've heard all this BS before. But the sad thing is that nobody of any consequence in the media really steps up and calls him on it, and most people repeat this stuff, and then what you'll end up getting is you'll end up getting your conservative friends, and there's nothing wrong with being conservative, but you'll get your conservative friends, and they'll parrot this same stuff back to you as if it's believable, as if it's real. And it's not real. It can't be. It can't be real. And here's a question I want to ask you. And you can call up and comment on this, but I want to ask you. I mean, do you think there's something wrong with this guy? Now, I'm not meaning to imply that he's drinking, that he's engaged in substance abuse. I'm not saying any of that at all. What I'm saying is, and here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, he's got to know, unless there's something wrong with him, he's got to know that what he's saying, it's impossible to buy that. I mean, it's absolutely impossible to buy that. And with the internet and the choices of media out there, people can go look this stuff up for themselves, man. Right? Let's go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Hi.
I guess I wanted to go back a little bit further in time from your comments on World War II. You know, after we had declared independence and were the upstart nation, you know, it was the British that were coming over on ships.
Yeah, that's right. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, I forgot about that. What about the War of 1812?
Yeah, well, just even the Revolutionary War, I mean, the big threat was, you know, that our enemies were coming across the water on ships. I mean, it's never been true as long as we've been a country. It's just so ridiculous.
Okay, so how does he stand up there, and how does he make these statements? Because you know, okay, you know, and this not only goes for him, but it goes for all presidents, okay, regardless of party.
Mm-hmm.
You know somebody writes that stuff for him.
Right.
Okay, who's writing that stuff? And are you telling me that there's nobody at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that hears that and says, oh, wait a minute. Now, come on. Nobody is going to buy that.
I think it's the same guy that wrote the Terry Schiavo thing, you know?
No, seriously, Steve. You don't. Doesn't it amaze you that there's nobody at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
Okay.
That's going to say, wait a minute. No one is going to buy that.
Well, as all of these different scandals have kind of collapsed into smaller and smaller pieces, as the one thing that's become kind of clear to me is that there's not actually that many people who are super hardcore inside neocons up there running. I mean, like the number of actual people is small. And they tend to be so insular anyway, just, you know, totally wanting to run their own show.
Yeah, but, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but listen, I really believe this. This has nothing to do with politics. What this has to do with is the fact that either the people working there, either, and the president, either they don't respect us, they think we're stupid, or they're so incompetent that they would put that out and that they would expect people to believe that when people can turn to each other and say, wait a minute, what is he talking about, ocean?
Three out of three, Jay. I believe all three are true. Every reason you said, it's all of those. But, you know, it's kind of like a comedy or a comedian that's out of material and doesn't have any good writers. And he never really was very good at delivering. And all of a sudden, you know, unfortunately, the tragic difference is, you know, you can always walk away from a comedian.
Sad thing is there are people that are going to defend this, and I don't have any idea, and I don't care what your party is. I don't even care if you don't care about politics. There's anybody who's been to school, at least to junior high or middle school, as they call it now, in high school, are going to know that this, you know, like, how do you stand up there and say that? That's like saying balloons don't float.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. All right, Steve, I love you. Thank you for the call. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right. I'm not even going to start with you, Gina. I'm not even going to go there.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave you out of this because, once again, I have to say, Gina, I'd be embarrassed. I'd be embarrassed to know that I voted for a grown man, a mature adult, supposedly, allegedly, who has fathered two children, who's married, who arguably is the most powerful man in the world, who believes and tries to tell you and I that prior to 9/11, we were protected by the oceans. Aren't you embarrassed by that?
I thought you said you weren't going...
No, seriously. I don't care about your politics. Aren't you embarrassed that a grown man who went to... Where'd he go? He went to Harvard? He went to Yale? Or whatever? That he would stand up there and make a statement like that? I mean, don't you find that to be ludicrous? No, wrong term. Don't you find that to be bizarre? Don't you find that to be, like, weird?
I didn't hear it. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I haven't seen it yet.
Come on.
I don't know if you're taking it out of context.
Come on. What are you, Alberto Gonzalez? I don't have any. We need Scooter Libby. I don't have any recollection. I don't know anything about any of that. I don't know. Okay, here's what you can do from now on with me. When I ask you something you don't know, you don't have to say, I don't know.
Okay.
You can do what the administration does. What Monica Gooslinger, whatever her name is going to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can say, Jay, I take the Fifth Amendment.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Because that's what she's going to do. Monica Goodling, you know who she is. She's senior aide to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. She's going to take the Fifth Amendment. Meanwhile, even though she refuses to speak under oath, she fired back at House and Senate Democrats yesterday, trying to label those who are interested in this as being ideological Joseph McCarthy's.
Ooh.
Okay, well, you know where she went to school?
Where, Jay?
At a law school that's run by Pat Robertson.
Okay.
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 What changed on September the 11th is oceans can no longer protect the people in the United States from harm.
All right. Now, what do you make? Now, all right, that's a serious grown man who is making that statement that oceans cannot protect us from harm. Meanwhile, if you go look at the Los Angeles Times, and I believe it was like the summer of 1944, maybe it was 43, a Japanese submarine washed up off Santa Monica. Now, what do you think it was doing there? Do you think it was like looking for Disneyland? Because Disneyland wasn't built then, so they were on like a tourist stop, right?
I think I get his drift, though. I mean,
but what's his drift? His drift is that that's a ridiculous statement. We were bombed during Pearl Harbor. They flew over the ocean, not a golf course, not Dicondra. Okay, there's one example. What about the British coming here? What about the War of 1812? Right?
You said you were going to let me off the hook. I plead the fifth.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, I want to tell you. If the guy sitting in the White House was Democratic and made that statement, we'd be having the same conversation.
Would we?
Yes. Because you know what it proves? It proves that with enough money and enough media management, I could be president, and that's a really scary thought. What's the traffic look like?
Actually, we look great here in the metro area. Not a lot going on. Of course, we have traffic filling in southbound 25 from 104th to 84th. You've got a pretty wide-open drive, though, through the I-70 corridor and into downtown. We do have a wreck northbound Highway 85 north of 67, and, of course, you have a very snowy, icy drive on I-70 between the Eisenhower Tunnel and the Vail Pass this morning. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds, cooler showers by midday, and a high of 50 in the metro. Currently mostly cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Set a beautiful Easter table with fresh-cut flowers from your neighborhood King Soopers. Right now, Easter lilies are just $6.99.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
Let me talk to you about Rockies, man. They've got some great stuff going on at Rockies. They've got over 600 of the cleanest late model used vehicles. We're talking cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. All kinds of stuff out there. Anything you can think of, they've got it. Let me give you a few bargain prices that they've got, and their matching down incentives still going on. And you know the story. There are good people out there to see, like my brothers Tom and Marv Alshear, and Spanky Herrera, my number one man, and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and Fred Liberato, they're all out there working hard. And there's 100 employees out there that are trying to do the right thing and make you happy. Now, these vehicles are available for sale now. They've been available for sale since Monday at 9 a.m. These vehicles are as advertised. They are subject to prior sale, and they're going to be sold on a first-come, first-serve basis. 1999 Jeep Cherokee. This is stock number 67553, safety-inspected Colorado emissions, winterized fresh oil and filter, and the color is gold. Maybe you've seen it on TV. $4,995. Here's a 2000 Chrysler Voyager, stock number 67995, safety-inspected Colorado emissions, winterized fresh oil and filter. Sale price, $4,995. And here's a 1999 Dodge Durango. Stock number 68002. Sale price, $5,995. And the same thing goes. These have all been winterized, and they've all been checked out. Let me give you one last one. Here's a 2000 Chevy Malibu. Stock 68233. Sale price, $3,995. Safety inspected. Colorado emissions, winterized, fresh oil and filter. It's all going on at Rockies. First come, first serve basis on these deals, plus a whole lot more. As Rockies Autos, check them out on the internet, RockiesAutos.com, or get out to 63rd and Federal.
It's one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Fantastic Friday Sale. Everything in the store is 40% off the regular price. That's all suits, sport coats, dress pants, even business express suit separates, 40% off. Plus, new spring sportswear, all golf shirts, all spring sweaters, all sport shirts and khakis, 40% off, no exceptions. Even every dress shirt and silk tie, you get it, 40% off. That's everything but gift cards and shoes, 40% off for one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Fantastic Friday Sale. All of America's best menswear, 40% off. That's everything, everything in the store, 40% off. Friday only.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
What changed on September the 11th is oceans can no longer protect the people in the United States from harm.
My God. They're going to fly in and bomb us with Led Zeppelin CDs. 642. Well, I'll give my address. 642, 42 minutes after the hour. A little Led Zeppelin in the ocean. Chance of rain or snow today. Only about a 30% chance. High of 53. And it's nice to have you along. Jay Marvin here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about George W. Bush. I mean, standing up there and saying, oh, oceans will no longer protect us. Getting into something about 9/11, playing that card again. And the whole gambit of that speech. And what's going on there? Because most of us are smart enough to know that we've been attacked via the ocean. And also, this whole idea that, well, it's terrible Nancy Pelosi to go over there to Syria, but never mind that three Republican congressmen did it, and now that one of them, this guy Joe Pitts, has talked to a newspaper in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and says that the administration put it together. Okay, so, like, it's not right for her to go, but it's okay for them to go? How does that work? Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve Heyer on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing this morning, Jay?
You know, I'm relatively okay, and I just hope that it doesn't snow or rain. Because I don't know about you, but I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I'm tired of it myself. I'm ready for some spring and summer.
Amen.
I listen to what you're saying, and I think a lot of times you guys just overplay your hand. When it comes to the comment regarding the oceans, you know, you're oversimplifying it. The fact is for 200 years, logistically, it was nearly impossible to get an invading army over here to invade the United States and take us over. Now, you can split hairs about that and criticize the comment, but, I mean, that's the general drift of what he's talking about.
Well, if that's the general drift of what he's talking about, then you're going to tell me that There is nobody employed at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that is able to write that out so that this man can make himself totally and perfectly clear and talk to you and me and everybody else like we're thinking, reasoning adults. What's the excuse for that?
Well, Bush has never been the most articulate.
Well, go look at the pictures when he does this. I mean, he's got a loose leaf notebook. He's paging through it. He's reading. So somebody else had to write that. Now, you don't think that there's not somebody who goes, wait a minute, hold on a minute, hold on. First of all, that's historically inaccurate. Second of all, what you're saying is you're not making yourself clear. And regardless of what you think or what you may feel about the everyday person, they are capable of grasping what you're trying to say. So why not say the following? Why not say, historically in the past, as you just pointed out, except that's wrong, though. That would be wrong, though, because you would talk about the French and the British who were both on this landmass. But, in most cases, nobody's ever come here, and except for Pancho Villa, who went a couple of miles into Texas, but that's it that I know of. And then, if you mean the borders, then say the borders. I mean, we're not stupid.
Well,
talk to us.
And I can agree with you on that point. The second thing that I wanted to bring up, and I don't think you will agree with me at all here, but the whole Iraq 9/11 thing, Jay, I think the thing that I get frustrated with the most with that is I think that it is absolutely in line to say Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11, while at the same time talking about how Iraq does have something to do with 9/11.
Well, how do they have anything to do with 9/11?
The same way that David Duke or whoever the latest grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan has to do with any minority in this country that's killed by Klan members. They may not have been there, but they are part of the underlying problem.
Yeah, but you know the problem with that reasoning is? The problem with that reasoning is that if you go back and take a look at all of the documentation,
mm-hmm.
and go look at everything that's out in the public sphere, including a couple of really well-written books on this subject, including the fact that we have had on this show numerous times Michael Schroyer, who was the head of the bin Laden unit for, 15, 16?
I think I know what direction you're going, but
but you know what? You know what direction I'm going, because the direction I'm going is absolutely true. First of all, there was no connection. Second of all, Saddam Hussein was not involved in the underlying problem. Third of all...
Well, that's where you and I would disagree, Jay, because...
Then, you know what? I'm interested in this, so I need for you to enlighten me. If you believe that he was involved in the underlying problem that caused 9/11, then point out to me how you think that's possible.
Okay. The attack on 9/11 was carried out by radical Islamists, supported by a state sponsor of terror in Afghanistan. Saddam Hussein supported radical Islamists who carried out attacks in places such as Israel. Now, if you want to argue that Saddam Hussein would have never got in bed with bin Laden or some other radical Islamic group that would have attacked the United States, that's fine. Although I would bring up, there's fairly strong evidence that the attackers of the World Trade Center in 1993 had ties to Iraq.
Okay,
we're all
stop.
Here on Iraqi passports.
All right, hold it a second.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your source for this information? Where can I go look to see if this is true?
Where can you go look to see if that Saddam Hussein supported radical Islamists?
Mm-hmm.
You can read his words. He paid the families of.
I've heard that story a million times, but I want to know what source I can go look to that is independent of the administration or independent of conservative think tanks that would point that information out to me. Where can I go to find that stuff?
Well, Jay, I'm in my car, so I actually don't.
Okay, well, let me make this point to you.
I would go to Google, and okay. I believe I've seen numerous quotes where Tariq Aziz was quoted in American papers during the 90s talking about how the Iraqi government was paying $25,000 to the families of Hamas suicide
okay.
bombers
well,
in
I,
Israel.
Okay,
and
you know what? I will go look that up, and I'm not going to deny that Saddam Hussein had a keen interest in being involved with and wanting
well,
to... Why, let me finish. I let you finish,
okay.
and I'm running out of time here. Wanting to influence the situation in the Middle East, particularly between the Palestinians and the Israelis. But I'm also going to point out to you that it's a known fact that Saddam Hussein spurred bin Laden, that Saddam Hussein feared radical Islam, and that Saddam Hussein was operating a secular state in Iraq, and that most of the information that was put out about his alleged ties, including Mohammed Atta and the others, like the notorious supposed meeting between Saddam Hussein's agents and a member of Al-Qaeda in Prague, turned out to be absolutely false. As a matter of fact, that agent was that representative of Al-Qaeda was in San Diego. So those are facts that you can go look into. Now I gotta
I gotta go get
traffic. And I thank you for the call. And I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, man. You got it. 6:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, all good so far. You just have a lot of company. Southbound 25, of course, from 104th to 84th. Again, 38th to Spear if you're trying to get into downtown. Eastbound 270 starting to stack up across Commerce City. Got a pretty smooth drive elsewhere around the metro. No wrecks or issues for the highways. Do have one out of town. Northbound Highway 85, north of 67. Looks like a car hit a deer. And, of course, we have pretty adverse driving conditions up along I-70 into the high country from the Eisenhower up over the Vail Pass. Weather today increased.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Doc's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Doc's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Doc's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Doc's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Doc's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com. Perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338. 1-800-300-0338.
Western Stone Company is working this spring to help make people aware of the blood shortage in the area. Please do your part by visiting your local blood center and give a part of yourself. Give the gift of life.
This special reminder is a courtesy of Western Stone Company in Lyons. They're the professionals serving the area with top quality work, integrity, and dependability. For service or an estimate, call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404 for Western Stone Company.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:54, 54 minutes past the hour. And high today, 53, chance of a rain and snow. And it looks a little cloudy out here this morning. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, hoping that it doesn't happen. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm going to read this guy's email only because I attempted to answer him, and it bounced back. So he obviously didn't want an answer. And I got this at am760.net where you can instant message me. This is a perfect example of what people on the left do sometimes, which is, you know, serves no purpose. And it's basically pretty... I don't know what word to use for it. This is from Glenn. Jay, I'm really disappointed that you would expect the man who learned no lessons from Vietnam and Watergate would have any sense of history or truth whatsoever. Now, see, Glenn, here's the thing. If somebody says something that's obviously not right and they hold an office or they're running for an office, I think it's incumbent upon everybody in the media to point it out. That's number one. Right, left, or in the middle. And then number two, it's not that I would expect that he would have learned, or anybody else would have learned, lessons from Vietnam and Watergate, or have any sense of history. It's the fact that Americans should expect that, because we should look for a higher standard in our leaders, not a lower one.
About things, people listen to you, they'll look at you as being a strong leader. I think they told him it shows that he's a strong person. I mean, look at Hitler. Have you ever seen Hitler make a speech when he wasn't ranting and raving about things? They say that makes a powerful leader. I think he believes it.
I never thought about that. That's pretty interesting. That's a pretty interesting comment on your part. Steve, thanks, man. That's a good comment. And I appreciate the call. Thanks for hanging on.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
More coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And don't forget, coming up this morning, right after the 8 o'clock hour, our interview with Howard Dean. Or as Wolf Blitzer would say on CNN, our exclusive interview with Howard Dean.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My wife stopped wearing skirts 3 years ago.
I had these blue and puffy veins all over my legs, and I was embarrassed.
Then one night we went out on a date, and she wore a skirt. I couldn't believe how sexy she looked.
It was like the spider veins had just disappeared.
How would you like to have younger-looking, sexier legs? Try Nuvaprint HD. You can get a free bottle by calling today. That's right, free. Nuvaprint's active ingredients are clinically proven to diminish unattractive blue veins, leaving you with younger-looking, sexier legs. Spider veins virtually disappear from view without painful injections or costly surgery. Finally, Nuvaprint HD is available in the U.S. without a prescription. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0581.
It never bothered me, but she's so much happier, and I love that.
And he loves my legs.
Well, yeah.
Try it before you buy it. Call now for your free bottle of Nuvaprint HD and see the difference. Call 1-800-500-0581. That's 1-800-500-0581.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Larry Miller, live in London, where the waiting is over after nearly 2 weeks in Iranian captivity. The British crew seized by Iran arrived back home this morning on a passenger flight from Tehran. CBS's Charlie Daggett was at Heathrow Airport when they came off the plane.
They were smiling. They were sort of shifting nervously. You kind of got the sense that they had no idea that
this kind of attention was about to be showered onto them.
And attention they'll have. After being debriefed at a military base today, the 15 sailors and Marines will be reunited with their families before enjoying the many celebrations planned for them. But no smiles from British Prime Minister Tony Blair. He said the diplomatic ball is now in Tehran's court.
The possibility of a different relationship with the international community is there. And the choice in the end is one that Iran will have to make.
Blair claims there was no deal, that Tehran got nothing in return for the crew's release. I'm Larry Miller, live in London, now with more CBS News. Here's Frank Setapani.
All nine service members on an Army helicopter survived a forced landing a few hours ago south of Baghdad, but four were wounded. An Iraqi official says the chopper ran into hostile fire in a Sunni insurgent stronghold. Your child plus high tech. It doesn't always equal better test scores. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
A new Education Department study, Frank, says kids in math and reading classes with the latest computer software did the same on tests as kids who learn things old school. But educational technologist Elliot Soloway at the University of Michigan says
using technology for education absolutely works.
And he says those results won't stop wealthy school districts from investing in high tech, but it could keep poorer ones from keeping up. Frank.
New census figures show Atlanta was the city with the biggest population gain over the past 6 years. CBS's Pete Combs tells us almost 900,000 newcomers moved in.
Tom Wyant is a regional planner who's trying to figure out how to accommodate all those folks.
It's a challenge for the region, indeed.
Wyant has to come up with the water resources, the greenways, and the roads. Unless something changes, Atlanta won't be able to keep up. Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
It's tea time in Augusta. CBS's Steve Futterman is live at the Masters.
7. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
If you can't make it to the 2007 Masters, you can still be there online with AT&T. Just log on to attblueroom.com/sports or masters.org, and you can see live coverage of everything from the green jacket putting green ceremony to video previews, player interviews, daily recaps, and a live video stream from Amen Corner. So log on to attblueroom.com/sports during the 2007 Masters, and you won't miss a shot. The new AT&T. Your world delivered.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver billionaire Philip Anschutz, who hired Joe Nascio to turn Quest into a major telecommunications player, has been chosen to kick off the defense's case in Nascio's insider trading trial. Anschutz, scheduled to be Nascio's first witness when that trial resumes this morning, the prosecution rested yesterday. A Weld County soldier has been killed in Iraq. 35-year-old Shane Becker of Greeley killed Tuesday morning after a firefight near Baghdad. Bob Jorgensen, a Greeley firefighter, tells our partners at 9 News, Becker was more than just a stepson.
But to have been fortunate enough to meet my wife and get into his life, be part of his life, man, that's priceless. That's priceless.
Becker is survived by a wife and two daughters. And teaching abstinence-only sex education courses would be barred in most Colorado school districts under a measure given initial backing by the state Senate. Measure requires that schools that teach sex ed include courses based on scientific research and instruction on the health benefits and possible side effects of contraception. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, nothing too out of the ordinary for the commute. We do have pretty heavy traffic now along southbound I-25, Thornton, North Glen, and pretty clogged into downtown. That was due to a three-car crash southbound approaching 38, so be aware of that. Southbound 225 pretty well stacked up now through the Tech Center. Eastbound routes catching delays as well. 6th Avenue shared into I-25, 270 across Commerce City. We only have that one wreck outside the city in Sedalia, northbound Highway 85, north of 67. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds, cooler, showers by midday, high of 50. Currently mostly cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Reunion, Brookline, Berkeley, Lennar, Morrison Homes, Richmond American, and Shea Homes are all helping us build a new hometown. See for yourself what makes Reunion such a special place to call home. Visit us at 104th and Tower or at reunionco.com.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. It's cloudy out there. We got about a 30% chance of rain or possibly snow. I don't know how they come up with that or put the two together when the high today is going to be 53. Wouldn't it be too warm to snow? So chances are we get rain. Because doesn't the ground have to get colder? Now, they're talking about a slight chance tonight at about 10%, and then it's going to go up to 30% on Friday, and then Friday night up to 40%, and 40% on Saturday, too. And thank God Saturday night, there's only a slight chance of snow. It's going to drop down to 20% because my main man, Vic, who figure eight races at Colorado Speedway, is going to be out there for the first points race of the season. And if you want to see the race car that I'm helping to sponsor, go to am760.net, and then you can click on the link there and check out Vic's machine. And you're more than welcome to join us out there, too. Yeah, and you got to pay to get in, and I don't have enough money to pay for, I can barely pay for myself and Mary. But we'll be out there, so if you want to go out there and enjoy some figure eight racing and then come by and say hello, we'll be there. Okay, it's good to have you along here this morning. I saw this story this morning, and it's from the Denver Post, and I have to bring this up on the air. And I have to see what you think about this, because maybe I'm nuts. Okay? Oh, and don't forget, we got Howard Dean coming up after 8 o'clock. Listen to this story. Hero statue spurs unease. A group of Littleton parents is opposing the design and location of a memorial to a fallen local Navy SEAL, Danny Dietz, who died in combat in Afghanistan 2 years ago. They say the statue depicting Dietz clutching an automatic rifle glorifies violence. In Berry Park, it would be within blocks of three schools and two playgrounds. I don't think young children should be exposed to that in that way, unsupervised by their parents or any adults. This is one of the mothers who said this. I think her name is Emily Cassidy. The parents have circulated flyers opposing the design and the location of the statue at the southeast corner of South Lowell Boulevard and West Berry Avenue in a triangle formed by Goddard Middle School, Community School for the Gifted, and Centennial Elementary School. They sent a letter to school board members, nearby residents, members of parent-teacher organizations, and others to protest the statue's particular location. Linda Cuesta, the parent of a child who was at Columbine High School during the deadly April 1999 shootings, said that memory colors everything in my life, but she is sympathetic to the Dietz family. As much as it breaks my heart to do this, we have to weigh the effect of the statue in this particular place against the family's feelings, she said. Who wins? It's a tough situation. Dietz's father says the family is devastated by the uproar. On June 28, 2005, Dietz and three other Navy SEALs were ambushed by Al-Qaeda guerrillas. Dietz, 25, was severely wounded, fought off attackers for more than 45 minutes, allowing one of his team members to escape. Dietz received the Navy Cross and the Navy's second highest medal. Okay, what am I missing here? Kelly Nard, spokeswoman for the city of Littleton, said complaints about the statue are arriving at the 11th hour, too late to change the statue, which has already been cast. Why wouldn't they put the statue up? The guy was a hero. The guy was a patriot. He was brave. What, he's got a gun in his hand? Soldiers carry guns. Now kids are going to go out and they're going to use guns on other kids based on a statue? That's as ridiculous as the idea of John Ashcroft going through the Department of Justice in the hallways and covering up the naked statues because women's breastuses were exposed. Doesn't anybody find this to be, like, really, really out there? Or am I the only one who thinks this? I don't get this at all. And I know I say that about a lot of things. But truly, I don't understand what the problem here is. As kids, most of us saw statues in parks or in pictures, in books, or on TV of soldiers in the Korean War, World War II, World War I. They had guns. Did it make you want to, like, go out and kill people? And if you want to tell me that times are different, I would agree 100% with you, but I think there's a long, big leap between a cast iron statue, or whatever it's made of a guy who was a hero, who gave his life for his country. I think there's a big leap between that and Grand Theft Auto, which is an interactive video game, in which, as I understand, police get shot in this video. I think there's a big difference between that and a statue. And how would you like to be, this guy's father? How would you like to be Danny Dietz's father? You lose your son in Afghanistan to combat. Your son's a hero. Now you're honored with the idea that the city in you, which you live, and the country you cherish, is going to put up a statue. And what ends up happening? People start making the argument that, well, it's going to influence the little kids. Well, it might influence them for the better, particularly if people take the time to explain to them what the statue's about. Or, how about this? You're going to tell me there's not going to be an inscription of some sort at the base of the statue? So then, if kids can read, and they can read in middle school, they can read in community school for the gifted, don't you think? They can even read in the elementary school, the Centennial Elementary School, that they'll read the base of the plaque and they'll understand what it's about. John Turk went to Goddard Middle School, and look what it did for him. Yeah, he turned out fine. Oh. No, seriously. I just don't understand this. And this harkens back to the statue in Loveland. Remember that one? The naked statue with the guy who had the big thing? Unit? I guess is what people were saying. And then, oh my God, we can't have nudity at the traffic circle? What is the deal here? Come on, aren't we more sophisticated than this?
Jay, don't they have pictures of, like, in the history books in school, don't they have pictures of soldiers with guns?
Yeah, they used to. They used to. Last history textbook I saw had them. Had pictures of them. And you don't think that your kids, if you're unsupervised, you don't supervise your kids, you don't think that they're not going to be exposed to worse things in the media? I mean, this is an inanimate object. And I know a lot of you don't watch a lot of TV, and I don't either. But I've scanned around before. I see what's out there. So I don't understand these folks thinking at all. Why not honor this guy and take the extra time to explain to your kids what this is about instead of getting paranoid about that here's a statue of a guy and pretending that it has no meaning and that he's holding a gun, so it's bad. You know, guns are not bad. I like guns. I like to fire guns. Guns aren't terrible. It's people who use them that are terrible. And we got a lot of people who misuse firearms, and they misuse them for a number of reasons. But it gets back to the same argument about gambling. It gets back to the same argument about anything, about marijuana, about drinking, okay? So there are people who can't handle things, so then what happens is we all have to pay. I reject that argument. Totally and completely, I reject it. Oh, my God. My God. You know this guy who's out in the mornings on AM 760 Progressive Talk? He's no liberal. He's no progressive. I think he's a Ron Paul libertarian. I think there's something wrong with him. Well, you know what? I'm every bit as liberal as you are. The only difference is that maybe you and I would disagree on this, and that's okay, too, because that's what fosters dialogue about this kind of stuff. And to talk about it. All right, should the statue be there in Littleton? Yes or no? 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Where do we draw the line on this stuff? I mean, do you think these parents are being oversensitive, or do you think they have a point? I think they're being oversensitive. Maybe you think I'm wrong. Maybe you agree with me. Yeah, John Turk just brought up a really good point, too. Do you allow your kids to play Cowboys and Indians or Army? Or do you not allow that? Like, do you let your kids play with war toys? Just thought I'd ask. My parents let me play with war toys.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You'll have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Givens. Now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
If all car accidents are caused by distracted drivers, Allstate would like to dedicate the next 10 seconds to helping you drive safely, distraction-free. Wasn't that nice? Just you and the road. Unfortunately, we can't keep every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness. Part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today, and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's something for you to think about. Have you ever got what you really thought your car was worth when you traded it in? Well, here's your chance to get the real value for your old car. Lithia Motors is one of Colorado's largest used car dealers. We're running out of cars to sell. So right now, we want to buy your old car. Cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, all makes, all models. Bring it in. We want it. You may never get more for your trade than right now. Because we've instructed our appraisers to throw away the book and buy, buy, buy. So even if you're considering buying a car someplace else, come to a Lithia store near you and get cash for your trade for 72 hours only, Thursday noon to 9, Friday noon to 9, and Saturday 9 to 9. It's the big vehicle acquisition event at Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe, at Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, Havana, and Parker, and at Lithia Colorado Chrysler Jeep, Havana, and Alameda. Don't miss your chance to get cash out of your old car. Don't wait. Shop tonight until 9 for the very best selection.
Sandy Rhodes.
Al Gonzalez, if I can call you, of course I can call you Al. You're on my payroll. Al's law firm is the law firm that represented Enron.
No!
Much like James A. Baker III's law firm represents the Saudi royal family against the families who lost loved ones in 9/11. Yeah, that's which side they're on. So I guess, you know, you're either with us or against us. I guess that's the way it goes, Al.
Randy Rhodes. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7. Chance of rain and snow, high today 53. Kind of cloudy here, but it looks like it wants to clear up a little bit. We're talking about this statue in Littleton of this Navy SEAL, who Danny Dietz, who died, and the fact that there are parents there that are upset because the statue pictures him. Well, the statue has him holding a gun, and I don't get this. I don't get why they're upset. By the way, I've said on the show many times, I've said it on numerous times, that the whole idea of patriotism, the whole idea of the flag, all of those things, that the right tries to own that, and they also try to use it against those of us who are not right-wing. And they do it on a continuous basis. And I'm determined to try to take that back. And I've talked about these flag stickers, and I'm working on them. I'm supposed to find out today about them, and what they're going to say is they're going to say, it's our flag, too. And then you can put it on the back of your car, and it'll have a picture of an American flag. And the reason I bring this up is because here's an instant message from Ron Smith, is the guy's name. Now, Ron sends me these little insulting missiles, and he never bothers to ever respond to me nor ever get back to me. And I try to answer him as truthfully as I can. Hey, Jay, I've been impressed by your strong support of our troops. When did this great passion for the troops begin? During the Vietnam era? Question mark. Okay, see where he's going? Like, oh, I thought you guys were like all unpaid, you know, didn't support the troops, you know, 1968, any establishment hangover type people. And I answered him back, and I'll give the answer on the air. Ron, my family was in the military. I grew up in an area with the military. I grew up near the El Toro Marine Base. Some of my friends in school, their parents were in the Marine Corps. I never at any time ever blamed the troops for Vietnam. I blamed the leadership. Lyndon Baines Johnson and Richard Nixon, a guy who you probably voted for if you were old enough, Ron. But I won't hear back from Ron because Ron is a fake patriot and also one of these type of guys who will send this stuff to you, but he'll never, when you respond to him, he never gets back to you. Here's Linda Littleton. Linda, good morning. You're on AM 760. Linda, hi, you there?
Hi, yes. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, this is Linda from Littleton. I live in Littleton. I have kids in Littleton. We've lived here for several years, and in fact, our family even knows the deep. And I just want to say that I am completely opposed to a 9-foot statue with him holding a gun.
Why?
Because it's next to 5 schools. It's on the way where little tiny kids are going to be walking by, and it supports war. I do not believe that is the way to support our generations in living in a world of peace. And it has nothing to do with honoring him. I would love to honor him. He was a wonderful, wonderful boy. And if we could just have a 9-foot statue that is representative of something other than war, not only war, but this particular war, I have family right now in Iraq. So I understand that, but I do not believe it belongs next to 5 schools where we're teaching to continue the education rather than the education of peace. We're teaching an education of war. 5 schools are right there.
Okay, well, here's my response. First of all, it's not about Iraq. It's about Afghanistan. And were you against us going into Afghanistan?
Oh, no.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two, are you against all wars or only some?
I am almost against all of them. I absolutely believe that there are other ways to go in. I realize that our world community is not that consciousness yet, but I would absolutely love to eventually see a world of peace.
Okay, well, I think we all would like to see that, but let me give you a quote from Barack Obama, and I think it's a wonderful quote because I think it sums up the situation perfectly. And that is, I'm not against all wars. I'm only against dumb wars. And he's right about that when it comes to Iraq. But that's not the case with Afghanistan, which is where this heroic guy lost his life. And number two, because a child or an elementary school student or a high school student sees a statue commemorating a guy who dies for a brave cause, a right cause, and a just cause, because he's holding a gun, doesn't mean that they're immediately going to think that war's okay, that you can go hurt and kill people with guns. The statue isn't going to convey that message, and it's up to you as a parent, and it's up to parents everywhere, to sit down and to educate their kids about the fact that sometimes you're in a situation where you don't have any choice, and you do have to fight. But what we don't want to get into in this country is we don't want to get into conflicts that are stupid, and conflicts that we could work out through diplomacy, and we don't want to have a situation in this country where the leadership runs around believing that either the rest of the world will do as we want them to do, or we're going to beat them up or attack them. We don't want to teach our kids that. But a simple statue with a guy with a gun, and the statue is about him because it is him, that's a talking point and opportunity for you to influence your kids.
I believe that. I completely agree with that as far as parental education goes, and I do. Both of my kids are highly involved in peace movement type of education. They've been involved in the Peace Dam Foundation. But most parents, I guarantee you, do not use that as an opportunity. And so those kids will walk by day after day looking at a gun and never talk about it with their parents. But what will happen is they will see that statue and they will see that weapon and they will think war. They won't think about
well,
the
wait a minute.
Or...
But hold on a second. First of all, you don't think that kids are not going to see guns and that they don't know that guns are around?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, they're going to know that. And number two,
absolutely.
And number two, not all war is bad. Sometimes war is necessary. And the only thing I have to say about this is, I'll probably get like a lot of people who listen to this station who are farther left than I am. You know, if you think all war is bad and that you can negotiate everything out, then if you can find one, and I don't think there's many of them alive now anymore, but if you can find one, go talk to somebody who has a tattoo on their wrist. You know what that's from, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I agree with you, Jay. I'm not saying yes, I would absolutely love to be Pollyanna and say...
It's not being Pollyanna. I think it's being realistic.
Right. I'm just saying, I'm not saying I'm against all wars, because if somebody came into my home and, you know, on my homeland, absolutely, I'd be ready.
All right, well, you sound like you're against all wars, though.
Right, but on the other hand, why put one more piece out there when it could have been a 9-foot statue of him celebrating life?
Because that's not what happened to him, because what his life's about is the fact that he bravely gave it for his country in a pursuit in Afghanistan that was just and right, and to depict it any other way is to take something and is to cover it over, and the fact is that we need to tell the truth about these things, and that we need to honor him, and we need to honor his family. So the end result is now that his father is devastated, and that this is a ridiculous uproar over nothing.
And I can absolutely say that I would love to honor him, But why honor his death? Why not honor his life?
Because what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that you could live in your community in harmony and raise your kids. And nobody, I don't know how anybody could disagree with the idea that we should not have gone in to Afghanistan. Oh, granted, we blew it, and there's no question about it, but that's a leadership question, not a question having to do with the troops, because they only do what they're told to do. And
yeah.
I just do not, I'm sorry, Linda, I love you, but I just can't see it.
And that's okay. That's exactly why I called in. We can have differing opinions. I don't have any problem with that. I just wanted to share that I live in Littleton, about a mile away from where the statue is going to be, and I think it's really sad that we have to celebrate a death instead of a life. That's all.
All right, Linda, thanks.
And thank you so much for hearing us out.
Oh, no problem, and stay dry today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, love you.
Yeah, I love you, too. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, you don't have to agree or disagree. You just got to have passion. That's all I ask. Jim Littleton. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Well, I've got just a minute, but I guess, you know, I kind of understand both perspectives, and you're pretty strong on the one side, and I guess my thoughts are is, first off, what Dietz's father had said is they likened it to Columbine, which I thought was just a disgrace. Her son was a hero, and they're comparing the two, which is ludicrous. But I guess the other thing that comes to mind with me is Bowling for Columbine and kind of this philosophy in our country to use our will and our might. I think war at times is necessary. I think it's a last result. I think to compare the two, the Columbine again, is ludicrous. However, there is this mentality in our country to exercise our will and to handle things that way. And I believe war is part of our history. I don't think a child is going to see that statue and go get a gun and shoot somebody. I think it's a larger issue than that. I guess that's what I'm throwing out.
Then what you got to do is, and I grant you that we have been involved in conflicts that were wrong, that were not very smart, that were costly, and I think all of us know what those are. I think all of us know that this one currently going on fits into that category. I think everybody knows that Vietnam fits into that category. I think everybody knows that you could make that case to a certain degree about North Korea and South Korea and that whole struggle, even though at the time we thought that was the right thing to do because the Chinese and the North Koreans were threatening the South Koreans. But the thing here is that to believe that sometimes the use of force is not necessary is to be naive. The trick is, as Obama says, and he's so right, that you use it, you got to be smart about it. And I don't think there's a general attitude in this country that we should use force every time to solve things. I think if you go look at public opinion polls, you'll see that people feel exactly the opposite and that they're burned up and mad because they feel like they were totally and completely misled.
Well, first off, one of the points he made, which is a good point, is he's fighting the right war. He was killed fighting the right war. But I think the other thing, and you're right, when you say generally the public doesn't believe that we should use force that way. However, you know, I also read studies and statistics of alarming numbers of children, students that pack guns, high school kids that pack guns.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the statue. If you want to start, looking at social conditions in which these kids do things, I would suggest to you there's two big areas to look at, and then I got to go get some traffic. But check this out.
All right. Yep.
One, mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Two, the media.
It's complicated, Jay. It's really complicated, and I wonder if something like this is just another thing to throw in the violence sector. I think he was a hero. I think he should be honored. I think that wars are, you know, at times, we have to defend ourselves at times when it is necessary. I don't think, again, like I said, it's up to see that and become violent. I think parents need to be briefed that with their children. And by the way, the school's Centennial Academy of Fine Arts. not Centennial Elementary. But
oh, okay. Well, that's what they have in here, and I'm sorry about that, and I apologize. Jim,
no,
thank you, man.
Thank you. Take care, Jim.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Bye.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. No Q&A this time, Gina, because I know you'll just take the fifth, and that's your right against self-incrimination. Okay?
Okay.
But I don't want you to take the fifth about traffic.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Eastbound I-70 at Havana. Looks like we've got a new wreck there that's bogging down the commute. Right shoulder. Northbound 25. North of I-70, we had some metal debris in the roadway. Watch out for that. Traffic really clogged now between I-76 and Spear on that southbound lanes of I-25. That's due to a three-car crash. They're clearing off the ramp from westbound I-70 to southbound. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds, cooler showers by midday at a high of 50, currently mostly cloudy and 41. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The inaugural season of Dick's Sporting Goods Park kicks off April 7th in Commerce City. This fully lit, multi-field soccer...
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills.
I thought we agreed on a washer.
Man, you ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Get down here.
Now get both. Get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. And if you don't have an account with us, open one and get 10% off your first purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. Max discount $200 based on available credit. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
A bicycle. At most sites, you can wheel in and air up your tires with BP's free air hose. If you're on foot, you can stop by for an ice-cold sports drink to help you rehydrate. Even if you're traveling by way of bus, skateboard, jetpack, or hang glider, we'll try to find some way to make your day a little better, too. So stop in and see how refreshing a little better can be.
It's one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Fantastic Friday Sale. Everything in the store is 40% off the regular price. That's all suits, sport coats, dress pants, even business express suit separates, 40% off. Plus, new spring sportswear, all golf shirts, all spring sweaters, all sport shirts and khakis, 40% off, no exceptions. Even every dress shirt and silk tie. You guessed it. 40% off. That's everything but gift cards and shoes. 40% off for one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Fantastic Friday Sale. All of America's best menswear. 40% off. That's everything. Everything in the store. 40% off. Friday only.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
It's hard to explain the feeling of getting into a nice, clean car after it's gone through Finish Line Car Wash and detail. The grid is gone. The inside is vacuumed. The car shines.
Finish Line Car Wash, Colorado and Mississippi in Denver and Mississippi in Chambers in Aurora.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 40 minutes past the hour. Chance of rain and snow. High today, 53. Talking about this statue in Littleton, in which parents are upset. And we heard Linda, and she got some good points out, that they're upset about this statue of Dan Dietz, who is a decorated Navy SEAL who had lost his life in Afghanistan 2 years ago. And the people objected to say the statue depicting Dietz clutching an automatic rifle glorifies violence. And then it's in Berry Park, and it's within blocks of... these schools and two playgrounds, and I just vehemently disagree with this. I really do. All right, let's go to Jared Hood, who's been on this program before, who is a veteran. He was a specialist, and he was in Iraq. And we can get the veteran's point of view on this. Jared, good morning. You're on AM 760. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. A little gloomy, but...
It'll get better, man. But you know, what do you think about this? I mean, you're a veteran. What would be your perspective on it?
You know, I don't see what all the controversy is about. I mean, I do. I can see both sides of it. But, you know, statues that are being, because there's been other statues that have been put up throughout the rest of the country through the course of our history in Washington, D.C., holding their rifles. One of the things that I think a lot of the civilian population doesn't quite understand about why they put it, you know, put a weapon with the statues of these fallen soldiers is because that was the last thing that these soldiers were clutching before they lost their lives. And I think in a lot of ways it's a message that this is how serious it was. This is how brave this person was. This was the last bit of hope that this soldier had was this weapon, because when you're in a situation like that, whether you believe in violence or believe in war or not, it just kind of goes out the window. So, I mean, I think a lot of it is just that the civilian population will never really quite comprehend that understanding. I mean, they'll watch movies and they see it on video games and they see it on the media, but they don't really know what it's like firsthand, which I'm glad they don't. But I think that's why they kind of just don't understand. It's not about glorifying violence. It's about showing the true bravery of these people.
Yeah, it's sad that a lot of us don't understand. And I agree with you. I mean, I think that's what it's exactly about. I think it's about showing bravery and ultimate sacrifice. And I just think the idea of this statue is just so right. I mean, I just think it's so right. And I don't understand. I mean, I heard what Linda had to say, and I agree with Linda. And there's a lot of things. I mean, I agree with her in the sense that there's a lot of things in this society that we need to. Clean up regarding what our young people and what our kids see. But I don't think this falls in the category of one of those things. I just really don't.
I don't either. And that's the thing is, in the statue, I mean, a child is going to look at the statue and probably not really fully understand what it is anyways. But when they watch coverage of the Columbine incident, when they're watching, in my opinion, you know, a lot of the cartoons that are being played, the Japanese animation cartoons, the video games. I mean, if parents were really that concerned about their children's exposure to violence, this should be the last thing that they're throwing controversy at, because, you know, like I said, it's not about honoring the violence that this soldier took place in. It's about honoring how he died, that he gave an ultimate sacrifice. The unfortunate part is, I mean, there have been 3,200 more soldiers that have been killed in Iraq. And that was the wrong war. I mean, it was an illegal and unjust, unconstitutional war. But those soldiers did not have a choice in it. They went and they died. And they're going to be honored, you know, when this war hopefully ends soon. They're going to be honored too. And are we going to have this controversy when those soldiers are honored? Because of the fact that it was an illegal and unjust war? I mean, people in this country can't be anti-war when half of our history was based off of warfare. So, I mean, that's just kind of how I look at it.
Well, I go back to what Barack Obama says. When it comes to war, the thing is, you just got to be smart. And I don't think that Afghanistan and the statue ties into anything about what's going on at the particular time now. In Iraq. Jared, give your organization a plug, man.
I represent the Denver chapter for Iraq Veterans Against the War, and they just made me regional coordinator. So,
oh, good for you.
For the mountain region. So, yeah, we're gaining mobility. We've got a little over 500 members as of now. So you can go to our website. It's www.ivaw.org and check it out.
All right, man. You're welcome anytime. Call anytime and anything.
All right.
All right, thanks, Jared. Thanks for your service, and thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Julie in Longmont. Julie, hi, you're on AM 760.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
Well, not too bad. I'm kind of
all over the place with this discussion. I mean, I'm not a, you know, I hate what we're doing in Iraq. I know that this, and I'm on my cell phone. I apologize. It's nasty, and it doesn't always come in with good reception. So I couldn't hear all the comments that people were making. I think you were saying that the soldier Deets died in Afghanistan.
Yeah, he did
die.
And yes, he was killed by Al-Qaeda, or Al-Qaeda, however you want to look at it, in Afghanistan. It had nothing to do with Iraq.
Yeah, and the thing that, you know, when I was talking with Turk, I just said, you know, aside from Linda and some of the other people that have already called in, I think there are still so many people who don't want to be inconvenienced by thinking that there is a war. You know, I mean, when we look at the idiot statistics about how many people would rather watch American Idol than vote in an election, and the fact that we haven't been asked to do any kind of sacrifice while this war is going on, you know, that people don't want to be inconvenienced by seeing a statue that might represent that. But like the gentleman that was just talking, it's like, that's how this kid died. That should be the message. That should be the lesson. Yes, he had a huge, you know, life to contribute. He was, you know, he had a great spirit. He, you know, he was involved probably in a lot of, I don't know, I mean, all the things that made him good, you know, but the thing was, he, you know, I hate guns too. But the message would be, if he's holding a gun, he was a soldier, and he died, you know, doing that part of his work. He died, you know, helping to save one of his other, you know, fellow soldiers. It's like, that should be the message. War is ugly. People die in it. We want you to remember him for that. You know, this is what he did, and this is why he died. And maybe seeing a statue like that would make some of these little kids that would have to see him say, well, I don't want that to have to happen. So as I grow up, I don't want to have to be part of it. I don't want to support a war. I don't, you know, it could have a whole different meaning for people than, oh, I don't want my little child to see a soldier with a gun because, you know, it'll influence them in a bad way. It's like, I think that's just ignorant. And it's like, that's reality. This is what this guy is doing, and that's what happens to people every single day.
Here's the question I think we should ask ourselves. We should ask ourselves, is war sometimes necessary? And if it's sometimes necessary, then how do you deal with that as opposed to those wars which we would deem to be unnecessary, started for the wrong reasons and are a misuse of our military? Plus, well, I mean, I could just keep going on about human lives. I mean, I think we all know what that story is. So sometimes war is... Sometimes you have to. War is necessary sometimes.
And I'm not sure I even agree with that, because a lot of it is mismanaged, or it's something that people overlooked and let get out of hand that could have prevented had we made some steps sooner that could have prevented it altogether.
Well, that's very, very, you know what? That's very, very true. I mean, you could make the case that, and a lot of people have tried to make the case, for instance, in World War II, that had Neville Chamberlain done something different, and had the British done something different,
right,
then okay, maybe we would
Hitler early.
All right, maybe we wouldn't have had World War II. But you know, the thing is, we did have World War II, and the Allies and us and everybody else wasn't watching Germany when they rearmed. I mean, in fact, there were people in this country who made money off of that. But once we got into World War II, and once we had those things happen, and we had Pearl Harbor happen, and the rest of it, we had to do something. We wouldn't sit there.
It's an after-the-fact kind of thing. And I don't even think... I'm not sure that that's part of the discussion, even about this soldier and a statue.
I think it is part... I think it is part of the discussion, because I think it's unrealistic to take the approach that all war is wrong.
Right. Okay. Because I heard you having that part of the conversation. The thing that just, you know, really stuck to me, and I cannot remember the name of the documentary. It was one of the many that are coming out about... you know, talking to soldiers who have been. I don't remember if it was Iraq for Sale or one of those documentaries.
The two big, I got to go run and get traffic, but the two biggest ones out there are Iraq for Sale and Why We Fight.
And one of the soldiers, though, that they had on there, he lost an arm and a leg and, you know, was pretty badly injured, and he's been back and recovering, and he was someplace where a younger kid, a teenager, maybe somebody closer to his age even, said, hey, man, what happened? How'd you lose your arm? You know, and he says, well, over in the war in Iraq. And the kid says, oh, is that still going on? And I thought, that to me was so heartbreaking. And to me, why I think a statue like this, as much as I don't want to support war and I don't want to support guns, it's like, this stuff happens.
Yep, and we need, and you're right, and we need to remember it. And the reason that that kid feels that way or would make that comment is because this administration has dropped the ball on mutual sacrifice. That's right, go shopping. Julie, thanks.
Go shopping. All right, thanks, Jay. Take care.
You bet. 751 traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We're still dealing with some delays along southbound I-25 between I-76 and Spear. That's due to a three-car crash. They're clearing off the ramp from westbound I-70 to southbound I-25. Have a two-car as well, right shoulder eastbound I-70 at Havana. Watch out for those delays extending toward Quebec. And, of course, it's still a pretty slow ride for our commute, but we don't have any other major problems right now around the metro area. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds, cooler showers by midday, high of 50. Tonight looks like it'll be partly cloudy. Cold with a low of 27, and right now it's 41 and cloudy. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
They're new to the neighborhood. Eddie Bauer at the Shops at Northfield, Stapleton in Denver. Be there for the grand opening Friday, April 6th. Discover a...
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at basildocspizza.com.
Policies are underwritten through Unitrin Direct Insurance Company or Unitrin Direct Property and Casualty Company. Savings challenge offer not available in all states and void where prohibited by law. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey drivers out there, take Unitrin Direct Savings Challenge. Either we save you money on your car insurance or we give you $20. $20. Just call and tell us how much you're spending on car insurance, and we'll tell you how much money you'll save by switching to Unitrin Direct. It could be up to $300. And if we can't save you money, we'll give you $20. You heard me. Either you save on your car insurance or you get $20. And all you have to do is call 1-800-400-8124. If you want to save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance, pick up the phone and take our savings challenge. Either we save you money or you get $20. Call 1-800-400-8124 and take the Unitrin Direct Savings Challenge. That's 1-800-400-8124. With Unitrin Direct, the right choice is simple. Call 1-800-400-8124.
It's my turn. I don't want to drop the ball. 7:53, 53 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, great deals happening there. I tell you about it all the time. All you got to do is go to 63rd and Federal and find out for yourself. You know, it's a common fact. You buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, you get hit with depreciation. Let somebody else take that, and then you can put the money in your pocket. That's what it's all about. They've got the largest selection of clean late model vehicles, cars, trucks, minivans, vans, SUVs in all of Colorado, and the 07s are there as well. Now, let me give you some examples of some vehicles I've got that are just incredibly priced. These went on sale on Monday. These vehicles are advertised, and they are subject to private sale, and they're going to be sold on a first-come, first-served basis. And they've got some incredible vehicles out there. A 2000 Chrysler Voyager, stock number 67995. Sale price, $4,995. What does this include? Safety inspected, Colorado emissions, winterized, fresh oil and filter. It is a Chrysler Voyager. It's a great family van, and you can fit seven passengers in there. How about a 1993 Chevy Prism? Stock number 68088. Safety inspected, Colorado emissions, winterized, fresh oil and filter. We're talking $995. I'm not kidding you about this now. It's first come, first serve. How about a 1997 Oldsmobile Aurora, stock number 68310. Sale price, $3,995. Get out to Rockies. See my friends, the Alshears, Tom and Marv, my brothers, Spanky Herrera, my good friend, Freddie Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays. They're open until 9 tonight. Get out there and see them, or look them up on the internet, RockiesAutos.com, or get out there, 63rd and Federal.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining.
And as As always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
Are you suffering from anxiety?
Please, don't go out on me. Not now. Please.
Feeling let down?
I come home after a long day, and that's the reception I get.
You may be having an electronics breakdown. That's why Rent-A-Center makes getting the latest new brand name TVs, appliances, furniture, and home electronics and computers pain-free. All with easy payment options, no credit needed, delivery and service included. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
Service included while you rent. In Arkansas, the advertisement is for a rental purchase transaction. No ownership option in Minnesota. Visit Rent-A-Center or rentacenter.com for details.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:57. It's 57 minutes after the hour. It's, 3 minutes to the top of the hour, which is 8 o'clock. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of a rain or snow. High today, 53. Jay Marvin with you. Coming up next, Howard Dean. Our interview with Howard Dean, or if I were Wolf Blitzer on CNN, our exclusive interview with Howard Dean. Everything there is either a developing story or an exclusive interview. Never mind the fact that the people they put on have been at like 35,000 other media outlets. Okay, so I'm not gonna pull that off. All right, now I got a problem here. We're up against the top of the clock. Kelly in Aurora has been hanging on forever and a day, and I got so is Lee in Denver, so is Nancy in Littleton, so is Mike in Denver. We're talking about this statue. So let me make this deal with you guys. Let me do the interview with Howard Dean, and then I'll pick this topic back up on the other side of that. I've got some very passionate and very stirring email to read. So I don't want to drop this subject. And it's very rare I ever take anything and do it for 2 hours straight. But I really don't want to drop this because to me this is important. So, you can either hang on or call back. You take your choice, but I will get you on the radio if you call. Howard Dean, we'll talk to him next.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive Net, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
If you've tried every diet out there without long-term success, maybe it's time to try the one that really works, the Duke Diet.
I tried dieting for years, but was never able to maintain the weight loss. Now I've lost 85 pounds with the Duke Diet and Fitness Center and kept it off for 3 years.
And now Duke University's world-renowned Diet and Fitness Center has brought its proven program to the Internet. Get started with your free customized evaluation. Go to DukeDiet.com. That's right, a free evaluation just for logging on to DukeDiet.com.
I still meet people who are shocked that I lost 130 pounds with what I learned at the center and have kept it off for over 12 years. So the best compliment is from my doctor, who tells me how healthy I am.
Ditch the gimmicks and fad diets and start losing weight today. The Duke Diet is a proven approach that helps you make a lifelong change, and we'll get you started for free. Just go to DukeDiet.com for your free evaluation. That's DukeDiet.com. DukeDiet.com.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Happy homecoming. A British Airways jet touched down at Heathrow Airport about 3 hours ago. 15 sailors and Marines who spent 2 weeks as unwilling guests of the Iranians. CBS's Amy Gutman watched them walk down the steps.
I'm Amy Gutman at London's Heathrow Airport. The sailors arrived on a rare sunny London day, their faces wide with smiles and beaming proudly to be back on British soil. They walked quickly from the flight that brought them back home to two waiting military helicopters.
A short time ago, those choppers landed at a military base where the sailors will tell investigators how they were captured and how the Iranians treated them. Prime Minister Blair insists his government made no concessions to win the sailors' release.
We have managed to secure the release of our personnel, I think, more quickly than many people anticipated, and have done so, incidentally, and I want to make this very, very clear, without any deal, without any negotiation, without any side agreement of any nature whatever.
Now, this late word is just in from Athens. The Sea Diamond, a cruise ship with 1,200 on board, has issued a distress signal saying it's listing in waters off the Greek coast. Rescue teams are en route. Here at home, financial aid officials at three top colleges are under investigation. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, what's the latest?
Well, it's the aid directors at Columbia University, the University of Texas, and Southern California accused of holding shares of a loan company that each of the schools recommends to students for financial aid. And the New York Attorney General's office says one of those officials sold and made a six-figure profit. All this follows last month's revelation that dozens of universities are steering students to a lender and getting a cut of the profits. Frank?
The insurance industry says car companies could do more to prevent whiplash injuries and rear-end collisions. In the latest industry test, seat-back head restraints in 60% of the models fell short of providing maximum protection. Insurance industry safety expert Adrian Lund.
In a rear collision, you know, your body is suddenly accelerated, and if your head lags behind, then your neck has to pull it along, and it wasn't built to do that.
One-time New England Patriots star Darryl Stingley, paralyzed after a violent hit in a game almost 30 years ago, has died. Stingley was 55. Team spokesman Stacy James says Stingley never expressed any self-pity.
What's in the past is in the past. We can't change the past. We can only, you know, hope to improve the future. And I think that's the way Darryl approached his life.
No word yet on the cause of Stingley's death. An American military helicopter was forced down in the Triangle of Death south of Baghdad after reportedly coming under enemy fire. U.S. military officials say four of the nine service members on board were wounded. New census report calls Atlanta the fastest-growing city in the country. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are down 23 points, but the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 1 point. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Keep your horses, cattle, and other livestock and property safe and secure with a professionally installed farm fence from an American Fence Association member contractor. Contact your AFA contractor for the best materials and layout for your property. Rely on the experience and professionalism of a well-trained AFA contractor for the best farm fence installation. Make sure your contractor is a member of the American Fence Association. Find your contractor at AmericanFenceAssociation.com or call 1-800-822-4342.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. One of four teenagers being held in the February stabbing death of a 52-year-old Lafayette mother has pleaded guilty to one count of being an accessory to a crime. 16-year-old Jared Smith will serve 2 years in the Department of Youth Corrections, followed by 6 months of mandatory parole. Deal does not specify if Smith will have to cooperate with prosecutors pursuing murder one charges against the other teens, including the dead woman's daughter. State House has approved a measure that will make it clear lawmakers want more money spent on upgrading Colorado veterans' homes. That after questions were raised about patient neglect and crumbling buildings. Our Arvada Democrat Sarah Gagliardi says as a nurse and a lawmaker, she was appalled at the conditions of the facilities that house vets. So Colorado Department of Transportation has now hired a contractor to repair that big crack that's closed the eastbound bore of the Hanging Lakes Tunnel in Glenwood Canyon. No word on the cost or how long that job will take. And the Vail Town Council approving new construction rules it hopes will keep more workers living within the town. Rules require that 10% of all new home projects be affordable housing. Developers of commercial space have to provide housing for 20%. Of the people who will be employed. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Eastbound I-70 Havana still struggling a little bit due to a wreck we had off on the right shoulder. You can expect those delays back to Quebec. We have a new one off the highway, eastbound Hamden at Sheridan. Looks like traffic getting back to normal along southbound 25 from I-76 to Spear from an earlier three-car. And still pretty heavy, though, out of Thornton and North Glen and into downtown. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, increasing clouds, cooler showers by midday. High of 50, right now overcast and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Fantastic Sands gives you a fantastic cut without taking a great deal of your time. Plus, the shampoo service is always included.
Wells Fargo customers enjoy Colorado Rockies baseball with an exclusive Wells Fargo offer. 2-for-1 club-level seats. Visit Wells Fargo for details. Wells Fargo, official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Don't miss 2-for-1 club-level seats when the Rockies take on the Giants, Dodgers, and Padres.
760.net. And register for your chance to have drinks and appetizers with Rachel at the Boulder Broker Inn.
I love her show.
She sounds totally different in person.
Here's your opportunity to hang out with us.
She is exactly what I thought she looked like.
It's a meet and greet with Rachel Maddow from AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Wow, she's got big feet.
If you manage your business's payroll and employee benefits, you know what a challenge time cards, tardiness, benefits, and payroll can be. Decrease processing time and errors, and increase accuracy and productivity with NetTime, an easy-to-use, 100% web-based solution. With on-the-spot data reporting, you can track employee hours, tardiness, overtime, and manage benefits and payroll. For a free, no-obligation demonstration or to find out more, call 303-933-8742 or go to notimecard.com. That's notimecard.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of rain or snow, high today 53. It's a little cloudy outside, but if you look out off in the distance, there's some blue, too. So we'll see what happens. All right. We'll get back to this thing about the Heroes statue spurs unease. This out of the Denver Post, because I got a ton of really passionate and quality instant messages at am760.net. I want to read those, and I want to take more calls on this. But first, we're going to talk to the head of the Democratic Party, a man who will be here on April the 12th, the former governor of Vermont, Howard Dean. And it was a pleasure to have him on. And by the way, I also believe that he's coming again on May the 12th. And that's going to be a fundraiser, which, if you're interested in that, as soon as I get the details, I'll give them to you. All right. This was done, I can say this, can I? This was done yesterday afternoon because Howard, Governor Dean couldn't, I shouldn't call him Howard. I sound like Larry King. Doesn't Larry King, Larry calls all his friends. Well, I know Frank. He's talking about Frank Sinatra. Just call him Mr. Sinatra King. You didn't hang out with him. You don't know him. All right, here's Howard Dean and our interview with him. Let's take a couple of minutes out to visit this morning with Governor Howard Dean, who is head of the Democratic National Committee. He's head of the Democratic Party. And, Governor, thanks for getting up this morning and being on the program. Really appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, let's get some business out of the way first and talk about why you're coming to Denver. You're going to be here on April the 12th, and I also hear you may be back here on May the 12th. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Denver's this place where we're having the convention. We're to nominate the next president of the United States. It's a new territory for us. We haven't had a convention out west for 100 years, and we think the result will be better than the last one, which is when William Jennings Bryan was nominated for the third time and didn't win. This time we intend to nominate somebody who will win. And it's a great opportunity for us. We're reaching out to states that haven't voted Democratic for a while, and we think they're ready to do so.
I would absolutely agree with you. So you're going to be here, and is there any truth that you may come back on May the 12th as well?
I am going to be back in May at some point. I don't happen to have those dates with me. I just don't know what they are right now.
Okay, great. Well, you're welcome here anytime. I want to run something by you that's been bothering me for a long time. The right-wing media and their infrastructure, and then they leak into the mainstream media, has taken us, those of us who consider ourselves to be liberals, and have made us into cartoon characters, basically. And there are a lot of us out here who are Democrats and we're liberals, and we're not cartoon characters. And America and things like the American flag, which they've taken and owned for 35 years, those things belong to us as much as they belong to anybody else in this country. And I think it's time that we stood up as liberals and as dedicated Democrats and took these symbols back and stood up to these people and tell them that we're not cartoon figures and we're not the freaks that they try to make us out to be. Your thoughts about that?
Well, I think the reason that they were able to get away with cartoonizing us, if I may coin a word, is because we didn't show up in half the states in the country. If you run a presidential campaign and you don't even show up, of course people are going to be able, the propagandists on the other side are going to be able to say anything they want. There's no one representing our side. Just for your information, I agree with you about the American flag. I wear the American flag in my lapel everywhere I go, because that is not a Republican symbol, it's an American symbol. And I think one of the reasons that the West is a real opportunity for the Democrats is because Westerners are really not conservative. They're libertarians. They believe that they would like to live for free from as much interference from government as possible. And I think they're tired of having the right-wingers tell them what to do, tell them what they can do in their personal lives and so forth. And I think that's why we have a shot at winning. I think they said a lot of things that turned out not to be true. They got us involved in a war. They had created a huge deficit. They sent our troops over there without proper equipment. Didn't take care of them when they came home wounded, and that's not the Colorado way, and it's not the Western way, and that's why I think we have a shot. But I agree, we got to stand up for ourselves, and that's how you get votes, is to stand up for what you believe in.
See, I think you're so dead on, and your response the other day to Vice President Dick Cheney about you're not going to lecture us about the troops, you're not going to lecture us about Iraq when you don't have a plan, and your voting record and your party's voting record indicates that you really don't care about the troops. You're not going to get away with lecturing us. And your idea of running everywhere, I think, is the essence and the key to us winning in 08.
Well, one of the things that you just said is dead on. The idea that the Republicans are in favor of helping the troops is ridiculous. They're mad. The president threatens to veto the bill. In this bill is not only the money for his war for another year and a half, but it's a requirement that we get out in a year and a half. And unlike what the president calls pork, is money for the veterans who've been wounded over there, money for adequate equipment. The president of the United States sent our troops over there without being equipped properly. And those things are the president's now talking about vetoing. So I leave it to the American people to decide who's for the troops. Is it the Democrats, who have put health care money in when the president wouldn't, who put equipment money in when the president wouldn't, who put security money for our ports in when the president wouldn't, or is it the Republicans who talk a big game and are threatening to veto all the things that the Democrats have done for the troops?
That's exactly right. See, I just think you got it dead on. And the thing we have to do is we just have to get our message out, and we have to let people know that this administration has to stop trying to wrap themselves up in the troops every 10 seconds as a way to convince people that their policy in Iraq is right. And I don't see any evidence, at least in what I read, and I get on the Internet and read the press around the world, I don't see any evidence that the surge is working. Do you?
No, but the other thing is that the American people don't believe the president anymore. So this is not so much an effort to discredit the president. This is just an effort to do the right thing. You know, whether you think of the war as a good idea, and there are still a few people who do, or whether you think it's a bad idea, which is where the majority of the country is, everybody wants to support the troops. And the Republicans talk a big game about supporting the troops, and they don't do it. You can't. Supporting the troops is not going over there on Thanksgiving and cutting the turkey. Supporting the troops is making sure that if they should have the misfortune of running into enemy fire, they have adequate body armor, that if they should have the greater misfortune of being hit by an IED, that Walter Reed will take care of them without putting them in moldy rooms and letting them wait to get the care that they need. That's the minimum that we owe these folks who are serving. And I think the American people are wise to that. Most people in this country do not think the president is an honest person, according to the polls, and I think that is why the Republicans are going to have such trouble winning in places like Colorado and New Mexico and Arizona and Nevada.
I would love to sit down and ask the president. I'd like to ask George W. Bush. I'd like to ask Dick Cheney. I'd like to ask Wayne Allard, who is our senator here, if they do care so much about the troops, why are there people doing things on the Internet like raising money to buy helmets and raising money to buy armor? Why is that going on?
Well, it's because this is the game that can't govern. We've seen that since Hurricane Katrina. The one thing that every American believed, and actually everybody in the world believed, whether they liked us or didn't like us, they would admit that Americans are the best organized people, the best managers, and if something really bad happens in the world, send in the Americans and they'll fix it. After Hurricane Katrina, people realized that this administration was incompetent. They couldn't get their act together. And unfortunately, that's permeated everything they've done. But they can't quite seem to get anything done. They haven't done anything on health care. They haven't done anything to make education better, except give us a whole bunch of unfunded mandates. They can't run a war. They can't balance the budget. They've got an economy where 80% of the people have seen their wages go down in the last 6 years relative to inflation. I mean, we just got to get change administrations. We've got to get the Democrats who did balance the budget, who did understand that diplomacy sometimes works, and we ought to try that first, who were truthful when it came to very difficult issues like Iraq. And I think we've got to get the Democratic president and Democratic Congress and make some progress on issues like health care and an education system that works for everybody.
All right, two quick questions, and then I know you got to go. Do you think we'll see universal health care in our lifetimes?
Yes, I do. I think you've got a mix of Democrats like you and I who believe that everybody ought to have health care in this wealthy country, and then you've got the business people who realize now that the current system makes it impossible for them to compete in the world stage. Our car companies and our steel companies are being driven out of the United States in part by health care costs. We're losing jobs not just to China. We're losing jobs to Canada because they have a health care system that doesn't go up at three times the rate of inflation. And if you want small businesses to create jobs in this country, you've got to have some kind of solution to the health care system that doesn't bankrupt them. And, yes, I think we will see universal health care in our lifetimes, and I think you'll probably see it in the next administration if we elect a Democratic president.
Well, we will elect a Democratic president. All right, let's talk about that. You've been through it. You ran. I gave you money. I supported you.
Thank you.
And I would do it again in a heartbeat. Do you think all of these candidates, do you think they're starting too early, and does the money issue bother you? I'm thrilled that Barack Obama, who I'm backing, I mean, I'm thrilled at the figures released on how much he raised, but do you think they're starting too early, and does the money issue bother you?
The money issue bothers me. I believe we ought to have public financing of campaigns. They have it in Arizona. They have it in Maine, both put in by the voters. And I think it would be better if we had clean elections. On the other hand, they're not starting any earlier than we did 4 years ago. The press is focused on them a little bit more because this field is so strong, at least on the Democratic side. When I decided I was going to run myself 4 years ago, I went to see Gary Hart, among others, and he looked at me and he said, you know, there's no such thing as a wimp that ever was elected president. And the reason is it's really tough to run for president, and it should be because it's a really tough job, so you better be tough when you're running. But I do think that we would all benefit from a public financing of campaigns system where there's never a question that if you took money from so-and-so, then you were going to vote their way later on.
Great. What a great answer. All right. It's a real honor to have you on, the former governor, Howard Dean, former governor of Vermont, and also the head of the DNC.
Well, thanks very much, and I hope we'll see a whole bunch of Denverites at the public celebration on the 12th.
Hey, we'll be there, and we'll be there in full force.
All righty.
Governor, thank you. Thank you so much, man. I just don't know how to thank you. I mean, any time we get with you is precious, and you're a personal hero of mine. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it, and keep on doing what you're doing.
You got it, man. We're out there. We're going to win in 08, Governor.
We'd better. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
19 minutes after 8. Boy, I didn't stumble around too much there, did I? Well, you could tell that's like in the it was done in the afternoon when I don't particularly have my act together, but it was good to talk to him, and I really do love Howard Dean. I think he's the best, and he's the right man for the job, and we are going to win in 08. We really are. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. We're not only going to have a Democratic president, but we're also going to have a Democratic senator in this state. And Congressman Udall will be our next United States senator. All right, 8:20. 20 minutes after 8 with Bumbling Stumbling Jay. And I want to get back to this Heroes Statue Spurs Unease, the story that's in the Denver and west section of the Post. This is this whole controversy going on in Littleton. And I got a bunch of instant messages to read, and I'm going to read those coming up. And if you want to jump on the phones and you want to continue to talk about this, 303-713-7600, or even if you don't, that's...
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons, now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products. Use as directed.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Experience. Both of them have successfully prosecuted a variety of personal injury cases, such as medical malpractice, which Mary and I got into, and I'm telling you, you better get a good attorney. Wrongful death, auto collision cases, man, do not let your insurance company take advantage of you. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are deeply committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Real people, just like you and I. That's why they're on this radio station. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are progressive lawyers who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, you can call them, 303-300-1661, or go to the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
Come one, come all to the greatest LASIK show on earth. Get your LASIK right here, right now, only $2.99 with no payments for 20 years. LASIK, the new way to see. 1 billion cases done, you can be next. Get X-ray vision or your money back.
Hey, when it comes to LASIK in Colorado, it's starting to sound like a real circus out there. At Spivak Vision Center, we understand how confusing all of your LASIK options might sound. But after helping keep Colorado focused for more than 25 years, we also know what you're looking for in a superior LASIK experience. A highly skilled and experienced surgeon. The most advanced technology available today. And fees you can truly afford. Call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020 for the ultimate LASIK experience. That's 303-C-2020 or online at Spivak.com. No hype, just incredible vision made incredibly affordable.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Child obesity is worse than ever in America. We'll talk about a foundation group that plans to spend, get this, $500 million to tackle the problem. Walmart has been accused of spying on company workers and critics. What rights do businesses have in the name of security? Syria helped free the British hostages. What's the next step in diplomacy in the Persian Gulf? We'll take your calls and have the latest news
today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
25 minutes after 8 a.m. 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. Chance of rain or snow. High today, 53. Clouds just keep hovering out there. Go away. All right, we were talking about this before I did the interview with Governor Howard Dean, the head of the DNC. A group of Littleton parents are opposing the design and location of a memorial to a fallen local Navy SEAL, Danny Dietz, who died in combat in Afghanistan 2 years ago. They say the statue depicting Dietz clutching an automatic rifle glorifies violence. In Barry Park, it would be within blocks of three schools and two playgrounds. And I just vehemently disagree with this. I really do. I don't understand. Well, I understand because we had some people call in who are against this, and one of them was from Littleton, but I don't think they're right. So that's probably a better way to put it. I just don't think they're right. And this is not about the war in Iraq. This is about a war that an invasion that we were justified in doing, and that was going into Afghanistan to get Mullah Omar, to get the Taliban, to get Osama bin Laden, and to get Al-Qaeda. Now, it's not my fault, it's not your fault, it's not Danny Dietz's fault, it's not anybody's fault that that this administration bungled that, but the fact is that that's what it was about. And these comparisons that people are making to that this endorses war, that war is wrong, no, that's not what it's about. It's about remembering a guy who was decorated, who died defending his fellow soldiers. After being severely wounded, he fought off attackers for more than 45 minutes. This is a hero that should be remembered. Let me read some of these instant messages at am760.net. This is from Paul. Jay, all wars are wrong. The winners write the history books, and we can always justify the wars we fight. We glorify the defenders of the Alamos, defenders of freedom fighting the oppressive Mexicans. In reality, Mexico, Texas was part of Mexico at the time, slavery was illegal, and the Texans owned slaves. The dispute finally came to a head with the Texans declaring their own country. Mexico was just putting down a rebellion, yet we were taught the Mexicans were wrong and the Texans were heroes. Or the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, we were taught that it was unprovoked. The Japanese felt it was justified because the United States cut off Japanese oil supplies from Indonesia. At the time, Japanese actually saw that as an aggressive act of war by the United States. Most wars are the results of geopolitical maneuvers for more power. And, Paul, you know what? I don't disagree with you about the Alamo, but I disagree with you about the idea that all wars are wrong. And I think that what you're doing here is you're using selective examples, because I would love for you to tell me that that World War II is wrong, particularly surrounding Europe. And also, the Japanese may have thought that that was an act of war because we cut off their oil supply. But the fact of the matter is that they could have negotiated that out. They could have used diplomacy, and they chose not to do it. And basically, they attacked us, and I'll be damned if any of us should have sat there and done nothing about it. Here's Barbara White. Seems to me that this statue has been in the works for a long time. Most city governments announce these things and ask for citizens' input. These parents had plenty of time to make their concerns heard. The statue is ready, and they pitch a fit now. Are we supposed to be that careful what we do because some parents don't actually parent? It's ridiculous to have the exposure we do to violence everywhere and try to block a statue honoring a hero. Their efforts would be better spent trying to stop the war entirely. Well, I can't disagree with that. This is Tim. Jay, I agree completely with your comments this morning regarding the statue honoring a fallen hero. You couldn't have expressed my feelings better. All the uproar over gun and glorifying war, what nonsense. I have an 8-year-old son. Have those families ever watched their own children play? When a toy gun isn't available to play with, boys will use their hands, sticks, pieces of wood. Seeing a statue with a gun, please, it's important to recognize our fallen soldiers. I'm disappointed in those people who are making such a silly fuss. Something else I wanted to say regarding guns. I own guns, and I consider myself a liberal. Well, good for you, Tim. I think guns are great. Thank you for bringing this up. An analogy I use is cars. Car accidents kill more people every year by far than those killed where a gun is used. Why aren't cars demonized? I don't hunt, but like archery, I just shoot for marksmanship. Thanks for bringing this points up. This is from David. I think the problem that some folks have with a statue of a modern warrior is that they see it as glorifying war, not heroism. If the guy had a musket or a sword, then they then they've got some psychological removal. Human beings have it in them to be violent and warlike, and that frightens a lot of folks. Here's another thought experiment. Would it be okay to make the statue with the soldier's mortal wounds showing? No, you know somebody would complain about that. I'm not reading this guy's email because I don't like him. Phil. Greg, I want to support the SEALs. This is from Greg. I want to support the SEALs' father and family. Not sure if you remember, I was in the Air Force for 20 years and know lots of brave men. Today I cannot even watch or see the list of those who have died because of my deep understanding of their sacrifice. They believe in their mission and their buddies, and he gave his life for every one of us. We do need to be reminded that there is a war, and it's not a happy thing. Danny was a true hero, and his mother and father deserve to know we know it. These parents and people do not see the big picture. Every kid needs to know the story of Danny's life and death, and that's from Greg. And I couldn't agree with that more. Hi, Jay. It's all about symbolism. This is Tom. I'm a sculptor in Colorado Springs, and the protesters are missing the point on what a statue in memoriam means. If the artist is any good, everything you need to know about the subject will be incorporated in the work, including how he or she died. The fact that the statue is shown holding a weapon symbolizes that he died in battle. It doesn't glorify war. How many statues of Civil War generals are shown holding their swords? Same thing. In Colorado Springs, the statue of General Palmer shows him sitting on his horse, not holding his sword. That means he didn't die in battle. If anything, this is an opportunity to educate children and their protesting parents about art appreciation. All right, one last one. Then I'll take calls. This is from James. I'm so outraged by the reasoning behind the opposition to this statue. First, why aren't these people campaigning for sane gun control laws if they feel so strongly about guns? Second, when are we going to stop talking about the troops in abstract terms, as ciphers, as pawns in some kind of game, and start recognizing their individuality, that these troops are sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, some capable of craven acts, some capable of heroic acts, and all sent into a situation by our incompetent, fear-ridden leadership from both sides of the aisle. He says, I'm typing as I listen. His life is intractably intertwined with the manner of his death. It's nonsense to say that we can't celebrate his life instead of his death. Finally, are these people going to boycott the insurance company, Century Life, that uses the armed Minutemen as its logo? Are they going to pull down any and every statue, deface any and every painting that depicts an individual holding a weapon? This war is immoral, illegal, and has damaged the psyche and the standing of our country and its culture beyond healing. But this young man's actions bear no relation to that, and he should be honored for what he did. By the way, I lived through World War II as a child. So probably could argue my most formative years were totally consumed by guns. I'm very liberal, hate the very idea of war while believing in necessary in defense against the Hitlers of this world, a condition that this war doesn't meet. Okay. We'll take your calls, 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. Should the statue be up in Littleton? Should it not be up in Littleton? What's your feelings about this? I think it should be up. I think this argument that it glorifies war or that it's going to influence kids, I think is nonsense. All right, let's get traffic with Gina. Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, so far, not too bad. We're actually looking pretty good around the metro area as we recover for the most part right now. No wrecks. Looks like all those were cleared off the highway. Do want to... you to know, though, that the high country is still getting some of that winter weather. So it's an icy drive, I-70 from Eisenhower to the Vail. Looks like they've lifted the chain laws, though, at the Vail and over, or at the tunnel and over the Vail Pass. Still required, however, eastbound over the Loveland Pass. Weather today, increasing clouds, cooler. Looks like we'll get some showers by midday, high of 50. Right now, overcast and 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
You haven't had a Philly sandwich until you've had a Schlotzky's new Philly Dilly, one of three great choices in Schlotzky's.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's
easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Walk over Washington slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
836, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Hey, Americans are tired. We don't get enough sleep. You know that. Look at the people who are taking, like, massive amounts of caffeine. They're drugging themselves, taking sleeping pills every night. Maybe you're one of them who is doing caffeine or sleeping pills, and you just can't get any good sleep. Now, do you depend on coffee, energy drinks, caffeinated gum, caffeinated water, sugary soda, or maybe even a miniature candy bar or two or three or five or six to keep you going when you feel tired? How about this? Are you tired right now? Well, if this is the case, let me propose a solution that won't hurt you at all. As a matter of fact, it'll help you. The Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. It can help you cure that tired feeling. It's clinically proven to give you more deep sleep. How do I know? Because Mary and I have one. And we didn't realize the difference in beds until we got one. And when we go somewhere, we travel, we stay in a hotel, we miss our Select Comfort bed. We miss the Sleep Number bed. We really do. At a touch of a button, the Sleep Number bed adjusts firmness to relieve the pressure and give you more deep sleep. My number's now gone down about 70, 75 since I've lost close to 95 pounds now. It relieves the pressure points traditional mattresses can create, so you can toss and turn. So you just don't toss and turn, and you get a deeper, deeper sleep that your body needs. And conventional mattresses do that to you, man. They make you uncomfortable. So if you are doing caffeine, if you're taking sleeping pills, here's the thing. You should check out the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort and take control of your sleep. Select Comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centuria, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Here's something for you to think about. Have you ever got what you really thought your car was worth when you traded it in? Well, here's your chance to get the real value for your old car. Lithia Motors is one of Colorado's largest used car dealers. We're running out of cars to sell. So right now, we want to buy your old car. Cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, all makes, all models. Bring it in. We want it. You may never get more for your trade than right now. Because we've instructed our appraisers to throw away the book and buy, buy, buy. So even if you're considering buying a car someplace else, come to a Lithia store near you and get cash for your trade for 72 hours only. Thursday noon to 9, Friday noon to 9, and Saturday 9 to 9. It's the big vehicle acquisition event at Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe. At Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, Havana, and Parker. And at Lithia Colorado Chrysler Jeep, Havana, and Alameda. Don't miss your chance to get cash out of your old car. Don't wait. Shop tonight until 9 for the very best selection.
Making progress before you get to work with J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:39, 39 minutes after the hour. Chance of rain or snow, high today 53. All right, so the statue of Dave Dietz, the fallen Navy SEAL hero who was decorated, should it be up or should it not? And people in Littleton, parents in Littleton are saying, no, it shouldn't be up because it's too close to a bunch of schools. And I don't think that's right at all. I really don't. 303-713-7600. And let's go to Jeremiah, who is in Littleton. Jeremiah, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. I listen to you often. I like you a lot. I disagree with you very, very often. But I called in today to say I'm proud of you, and I appreciate you taking the stance you're taking on this thing with the statue. I just feel like, you know, it's up to parents to teach and educate their kids about the realities of the world, including war, including the things that our soldiers have to do and why we have soldiers. And I think that they definitely deserve to be honored without people trying to use it as a pulpit for some of their other views that they may have.
Well, first of all, thanks for the kind words. You can save those for the next time you disagree with me.
I'm just glad you're taking a good stance. I appreciate it.
But I think most of the time I try to say what I honestly believe, and I try to take a good stance.
Sure.
Now, as far as what you're saying about using it for political purposes, I agree with not only with that, but I'll tell you something else that really, really bothers me. This idea that because you're going to have a statue next to schools, and tragically Danny Dietz died in Afghanistan, which is not Iraq, which is something that I think the majority of this country supports and should support and feels that going there was justified. To me, this idea that, oh, they're going to see a guy who's holding a gun, and this is going to somehow have some kind of influence, like, okay, it's going to drive them to violence.
Right.
Or
right.
It's going to promote war. Or any number. Okay, first of all, if they never see the statue, I wonder how many people, parents that is, okay? I wonder how many parents actually know what their kids watch.
Right. Oh, are you kidding me? TV's terrible. Even the commercials I've noticed have just gotten to the point where you can't hide anything. You wouldn't be able to hide anything from kids, even on network television. Another thing, and let me throw this out there because I think it should be, I like the stance you've taken with Afghanistan being a little more righteous or justified than Iraq. But what if this guy, what if it had been Iraq, and what if he'd done something extremely heroic that we all should be proud of? Does that make it any less worthy of this?
No.
Of this honor?
No.
And I've heard other people go along with you on that. I just want to throw that out there. I think no matter what they've done, our soldiers have done the best to do with honor, even if they're not in a place that we think they should be or they think they should be.
No, we should always, in all situations, completely in all situations, separate them from the disagreements over policy.
Absolutely.
Now, there are soldiers, and there always will be, and there have been in the past, and we've seen it time and time again. There are soldiers who will act immoral, who will do bad things, and who will do things that are wrong. But by and large, 99.99% of those who are in the armed forces are there for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. They don't have to be there. They're there because they wanted to go there. The only thing I object to about the current situation is that if you go look at the statistics, and if you read the names and the locations of the dead, and I do every morning, and for those people who want to do the same thing, all you got to do is go to the New York Times, and it's on the front page of their website, and you click it, and I read it every morning when I get in here at 4:30, because I want to be reminded that this is going on, and that there are people over there who are sacrificing their lives. The only thing I object to is the fact that rural America takes a bigger hit than anybody else. And I think there's a strong case to be made at times for a draft. Even though I don't think that a draft is necessarily right, but one of the things that bothers me about the current situation is there's no sense of shared sacrifice anywhere around here. And I think it's easy to forget
sure.
That what's going on, and as a guy in the military sent me an email and told me this, check this out. He said, we're at war, not you guys.
Right.
And he's right.
That's sad, isn't it? Well, I can really agree with you on that. I have a buddy who just got back. His best friend was just buried in Arlington last week, and he died in Iraq.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In fact, you probably saw the story in the New York Times about the soldiers and learning to grieve.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
The gentleman who was killed, the guy who stood up and told everybody to get down, and then took the blast himself. That's my buddy's best friend who just passed.
All right, now why would we not honor that that person?
We absolutely should. We absolutely should. And I'm making a point of that. I think that a lot of us don't know who's in there. Who's over there? So many people here are insulated, and you're right. Maybe rural America is taking more of a hit. The only thing I can say is, and I can agree with you on a lot of this. The only thing I can say is, thank goodness we have a country where if your parents can't pay for you to go to college, I believe it's a privilege that you have the choice to enter our military and better your life, and use that to better your life in the long run. Now, maybe a lot of people aren't taking enough advantage of that, but I do think that that idea in itself is also noble. And I think that gets overlooked.
I don't think...
Face.
No, not totally. I mean, I don't think that there's anything wrong at all with the idea that you want to join the military, that they'll pay for your college education, that you'll learn a skill, and that you'll see the world. I don't think there's anything wrong with that idea. What bothers me is that a lot of these kids, for them, it's the only way out of small-town, rural America.
Okay.
And there ought to be other choices out there, and we ought to strive to have a highly educated populace and draw on everybody's talents.
Sure.
And that's the only thing I object to. There are people who, look, their whole entire thing when they're kids is they want to fly jet planes.
Right.
They want to drive tanks. They want to be in the military. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong at all. And like I said before, separate the troops from the politics.
Right.
Because they do what they're told to do. You give them a job, and they will do it to the best of their ability. But if the planning is wrong,
right,
if the leadership is wrong, you can't hang it on them.
No.
That's insane.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
So, and I never believed that. Let me tell you something. I never believed that 40 years ago. Okay? Despite what you hear from the right-wing media. Okay, there were those of us, a lot of us, who never believed that 40 years ago, who never pinned that on the troops. And a guy sent me an email about, since when did you become so pro-trooped?
Okay.
Did that happen in Vietnam? And I sent him an email back and said, no, man, I grew up in a military area.
Right.
My friend's parents were in the military. A lot of kids I went to high school with, some of them joined. Some of them died. But we never hung it on the military.
Sure.
We hung it on LBJ and Richard Nixon, for God's sakes.
Right. Well, I'm 29, so a lot of this stuff I wasn't around for. But I do think that maybe was one of the mistakes of the Vietnam era, was people who were anti-war became anti-soldier, anti-military. And that's one of the lingering effects. I'm glad that situation isn't the case within this generation.
Well, I think there were some people who did that, but I don't think that was the majority like it's portrayed to be. And I'll tell you something else.
Okay.
No matter what you do, and no matter what movement you're talking about, and no matter what you're talking about ideologically, you're always going to have people that are very, 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 I mean, very extreme, and who can't put two and two together and make four.
Sure.
So.
Well, we're seeing that right now in Iraq.
Well, the trick is that you don't smear everybody with it.
Right, right. Last thing, I got it on your education point. I agree with it 100%. However, there are people who don't want that, and that's got to be also a fair thing to say. My brother, being one of them, hated school, didn't want to go to college. He has excelled in the Navy. He's still in the Navy. He's doing a hell of a job, but his skill, he just could not stand school. And I'm glad that there is an opportunity for him to feel like he's very valuable and doing something very valuable, where he didn't feel like he had to go struggle through books, because frankly the kid hates reading books. And I think when we talk about the military and the education, that's another point to remember. I think just as a counterpoint, that there are people who just don't even want to go to college and who'd rather do that.
Well, I don't disagree. You're talking to somebody who never thought about any of that until later in life. And there are people who don't want to do that. And
sure.
You know what? People should have multiple choices, because
absolutely,
we can use everybody's talents to build a great country. So
right,
the door ought to be open.
Well, Jay, thanks.
You got it, man. Anytime.
Right.
8:50. 50 minutes after the hour. 303-713-7600. How many times have I got on here and said, for God's sakes, I wish I'd become a welder? Not really. I wish I could work with my hands. John Turk should have been a porn star. But he's got something physically where he's not really able to do the job, and we can't get into it right now. Here's Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Looks like we may have a problem at Alameda and Downey, possibly an injury to a motorcycle officer there. So just steer clear of that intersection. Otherwise, it looks like all of the wrecks out of the way now, both off and on the highway. Still have pretty sluggish conditions northbound 25 Washington Street Bridge toward Alameda, and again through the Tech Center area southbound 225 Parker toward I-25. Weather outlook today looks like it's going to be cloudy, cooler, with showers expected by midday, high of 50 today. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low of 27, and currently under mostly cloudy skies, it's 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Eat like Elvis at Flavors Buffet at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. For a limited time...
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You'll have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Stargate Atlantis. Get in the gate to get in the game. Discover how you could win two VIP tickets and backstage passes to see the red jumpsuit apparatus live in concert. Enter now by logging on to www.stargateatlantis.com and following the instructions for your chance to win. Stargate Atlantis, Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
No purchase necessary. See rules at StargateAtlantis.com. Begins 3307 through 42307. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 years and over. Void where prohibited. Winner must travel. Sponsor only case.
Settle for a virtual office. Get more with an intelligent office. IntelligentOffice.com.
Policies are underwritten through Unitrin Direct Insurance Company or Unitrin Direct Property and Casualty Company. Savings challenge offer not available in all states and void where prohibited by law. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, drivers out there. Take Unitrin Direct Savings Challenge. Either we save you money on your car insurance, or we give you $20. $20. Just call and tell us how much you're spending on car insurance, and we'll tell you how much money you'll save by switching to Unitrin Direct. It could be up to $300. And if we can't save you money, we'll give you $20. You heard me. Either you save on your car insurance, or you get $20. And all you have to do is call 1-800-400-8124. If you want to save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance, pick up the phone and take our savings challenge. Either we save you money or you get $20. Call 1-800-400-8124 and take the Unitrin Direct Savings Challenge. That's 1-800-400-8124. With Unitrin Direct, the right choice is simple. Call 1-800-400-8124.
It's one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Fantastic Friday Sale. Everything in the store is 40% off the regular price. That's all suits, sport coats, dress pants, even business express suit separates, 40% off. Plus, new spring sportswear, all golf shirts, all spring sweaters, all sport shirts and khakis, 40% off, no exceptions. Even every dress shirt and silk tie, you guessed it, 40% off. That's everything but gift cards and shoes, 40% off for one day only. The Joseph A. Bank Fantastic Friday Sale. All of America's best menswear, 40% off. That's everything, everything in the store, 40% off. Friday only.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
Spring means new shoes, and new shoes mean Famous Footwear's half-price sale, where every second pair I buy is half price. I don't have to worry about any fine print limiting me to this shoe or that shoe. At Famous, it's every shoe in the entire store. Don't miss Famous Footwear's half-price sale in-store and at FamousFootwear.com, featuring Asics, Rocket Dog, Skechers, Vans, and more than 80 other great brands. Buy one pair at regular price, get a second pair of equal or lesser value for half price. Every shoe, no exclusion. I found them at Famous.
Hi, I'm Mike Miller, owner of Basil Dock's Pizza. I want to tell you about absolutely, positively the best pizza, Basil Dock's Pizza. Established in 1996 here in Denver's Washington Park neighborhood, we've been winning awards ever since. At Basil Dock's, pizza making is an art we're passionate about. Basil Dock's uses all natural ingredients. Here's an incentive for you to experience Basil Dock's Pizza. Mention you heard this ad and you'll get a complimentary organic house salad with a side of our signature balsamic vinaigrette. Check us out at BasilDock'sPizza.com.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Oh, heavy metal.
metal. What do they used to call those heavy metal FM radio stations? At 8:55, five minutes before the hour, chance of a rain and snow on a high of 53, AM 760 Progressive Talk. What do they used to call those things? I can't remember. Like something 100 FM or something, and they'd have like a Fender 100 FM. Ugh. Why can't I remember? Oh, well. All right. We're talking about this statue in Littleton. Let's go to Ken in Littleton, who disagrees with me about my comments about kids from small towns. Ken, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jake.
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm all right. I just think that that's a pretty absurd statement, having come from rural America myself and recognizing the differences between rural and urban life. It is not, to characterize it as being the only option that kids have to get out of there is I think, ridiculous.
Well, I didn't characterize it as being the only option. I said for many of those kids, it is the only option. And here's what I base it on. I base it on two things. Okay? One of the wonderful things you get out of working in radio, not so much anymore, but you do in the old days, is that you move around a lot and you work in a lot of small towns. That's number one. Number two, I'm married to a small town girl. And number three, if what I'm saying is not true and you're right and I'm wrong, then you got to pull this apart for me and explain it to me. Why is it that when you look at the deaths, and I do every day, why is it the majority of them are kids from small towns?
Because you're trying to paint it as a difference in opportunity, and I would say it's a difference in ideology. I believe the kids in rural America have a greater sense of service than do kids growing up in the urban areas.
All right, how many big cities you lived in?
One.
Okay, what do you base that statement on?
People that I know. I've lived here in the metro area now for 27 years,
okay.
And I grew up in rural America.
Okay, all right. Then that's all fair and good, but I'm going to tell you something. Number one, you're making a generalization. Number two, if you want to compare things like that, I've lived in more big cities than you have, including growing up in one, and I don't think that's true about big city kids. And some of my best friends who grew up in a big city went to Vietnam and died. Thank you for the call, Ken. We'll continue.
This is Rachel Maddow, and I want to meet you. I'm coming to Boulder, and AM 760 Progressive Talk is giving you the chance to hang out with me on Monday, April 9th. So log on to am760.net and register to win right now.
Energy Honky Team, get in that house and waste some energy.
No problem. It's got leaky windows
and no attic insulation.
This house is under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's wasted.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
You have the power to get rid of energy hogs.
Someone's home!
He's got energy efficient light bulbs.
Go to energyhog.org for fun games and lots of hog-busting tips.
Energyhog.org? That's it! Get out of there!
Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, three buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. Two little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4-K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Trouble on the high seas. A Greek cruise ship with nearly 1,200 passengers and a crew of 400 is being evacuated off the island of Santorini. Reporter Nicole Itano has more from Athens.
A rescue operation is underway, and the passengers are being taken off by lifeboat. So far, there have been no injuries and no fatalities.
Officials say the Sea Diamond had sent a distress call after it apparently hit rocks and was listing near the main ports of Santorini. Well, there is joy across Britain.
I'm just going to give them a big hug and a
kiss.
That's the cousin of Adam Sperry, one of the 15 British sailors and Marines back home after 13 days in Iranian hands. CBS News correspondent Charlie Daggett says the 14 men and one woman were back in their uniforms when they emerged from the plane that brought them from Tehran this morning.
They were smiling. They were sort of shifting nervously. You kind of got the sense that they had no idea that this kind of attention was about to be showered onto them.
And after a helicopter flight to a Marine base, the group's now been reunited with their families. It has been a deadly stretch in Iraq. The U.S. military says seven Americans have been killed in various attacks over the past 48 hours. And British authorities say in southern Iraq, four of their soldiers and an interpreter were killed in an ambush. South of Baghdad, a U.S. chopper went down after coming under enemy fire today. All nine people aboard survived. Insurgents have struck a prison checkpoint in northern Iraq. Police say 10 officers were killed. Florida authorities have checked off on a proposal that would restore civil rights to convicted felons who paid their debt to society. Live to Orlando and CBS News correspondent Peter King.
When he was the state's attorney general, Republican Governor Charlie Crist was known as a tough guy, Chain Gang Charlie. But this was a priority for him, even though it could hurt its party.
It really could have a partisan impact on the elections coming up in 08.
University of Central Florida politics professor Aubrey Jewett says that's because many of these convicted felons are minorities who will go Democrat after they regain the right to vote. The move eliminates a long application process and waiting period for nonviolent felons. Nick?
South Carolina's top lawyers raising a red flag over pending legislation that stirred controversy. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Forcing a woman to see an ultrasound image of her fetus before an abortion might be unconstitutional. That's what South Carolina Attorney General Henry McMaster is telling state lawmakers. They're debating such an idea, which would become the first law of its kind in the country. McMaster wonders whether forcing an unwilling woman to do that would stand up in court.
Football fans are mourning the death in Chicago of Darryl Stingley, the New England Patriots receiver who was left a quadriplegic after being hit hard in a 1978 game. Team spokesman Stacey James says Stingley was a real hero.
You couldn't have a nicer, more gentle, calming, just a really good person. You know, those are people you forever want to serve as ambassadors for your team and for the NFL.
Stingley was 55. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 4, the NASDAQ up 3. This is CBS News.
Harold, we're lost. Stop and ask for directions.
We're not lost. I know exactly where we are.
You're lost.
I'm not.
R2.
I'm not.
R2.
Well, I recognize that building. See, I told you, we're not lost.
You should recognize it. We've passed it 3 times.
Get a Garmin and get portable, affordable car navigation for any car. Gentle voice prompts automatically guide you to your destination.
Turn right on Highway 134. Continue southeast to destination.
Garmin, the leader in navigation. It just might save your marriage.
Harold!
Now, there's a weed and feed that not only helps you get more fun out of your lawn, it helps get more weeds out of your lawn. New Scott's Turf Builder Max Plus 2 with Crabgrass Preventer. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scott's. New Turf Builder Max is a revolution in weed and feeds. It has 50% more feeding power, kills dandelions, and, unlike ordinary weed and feeds, stops crabgrass all season. Apply New Scott's Turf Builder Max now for a great Scott's lawn without dandelions and without crabgrass.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Denver billionaire Philip Anschutz, who hired Joe Nascio to turn Quest into a major telecommunications company, has been chosen to kick off the defense's case. In Nascio's insider trading trial, he's set to be Nascio's first witness when the trial resumes in about half an hour. Prosecutors rested their case yesterday after calling 20 witnesses over 10 days. They testified they were worried that Quest faced financial risk because of its heavy reliance on one-time sales to meet revenue projections. Many said they told Nascio in late 2000 they believed the financial targets were unrealistic given ramped-up competition, a weakening market, and slowing economy. Prosecutors maintain Nascio kept issuing optimistic advisories to investors and analysts while quietly dumping his stock. At 18 months ahead of the Democratic National Convention in Denver, the chairman is touting the Mile High City as part of a key to a turnaround in leadership.
It's a great opportunity for us. We're reaching out to states that haven't voted Democratic for a while, and we think they're ready to do so.
DNC Chairman Howard Dean telling Jay Marvin this morning he hopes the 08 Democratic nominee fares better than the last nominee selected in Denver. In 1908, William Jennings Bryan was nominated, but lost for a third time in his run for the presidency. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're looking pretty good as we make our way out of the morning commute. Southbound 25, still a little slow between I-70 and Spear if you're headed downtown. Same for southbound 225 from Yosemite toward I-25. And you may still experience some snow and icy patches on I-70 between Vail and the Eisenhower Tunnel. Chain laws in effect, over the Loveland Pass.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Seven minutes after 9 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Chance of rain and snow. High today, 53. Jay Marvin. And good to be with you. Thank you, everybody, for... Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for your emails and all that stuff. And calls. And I got one line open at 303-713-7600. We can continue to talk about the statue in Littleton. Or we can go on to other stuff. And we can talk about other things. Because it's open. It's open phones now. The most difficult hour to accomplish on the radio. I don't know why that is. If I give you something to talk about, I'll get reaction. If I leave it up to you to come up with something to talk about, I don't get that much reaction. You know, the other thing I was thinking about in relation to Ken's last call about small town and about rural America, is two things. One thing I can say about this business, now this is becoming a fact of American life, but it wasn't a fact of American life 30 and 40 years ago. Today in America, people switch jobs, and they switch jobs often. And people move and relocate often now. 35 years ago, 33 years ago, when I started out in radio, and a lot of my friends did, we were the only people who moved. We were the only people who basically kept moving and moving and moving. And you would run into people and they would say, "Well, where are you from?" And you always have to give them the same answer. Well, you have to answer them. You have to answer a question with a question. You have to say, where am I from originally, or where did I move here from? Because we were getting the U-Haul trailers, and we were moving around. And then as you got better jobs, then the companies would start paying for your move. And my wife, Mary, let me tell you something. I can put her on the ground in any city in this country, and she will have a place to live within 24 hours. And she knows how to coordinate moves, and she knows how to do all of that stuff. And as I said to Ken, I'm married to a great person from a little town. She and I have very, very different backgrounds. She comes from a wonderful family, had a great mom and dad, and particularly her dad, whose name was John, was a wonderful, wonderful man, and accepted me with open arms, and just a good guy, and I miss him. I miss him to this day. And She grew up in New Albany, Mississippi. Go look on the map and go see where that is. It's about an hour and a half south of Memphis. And I've discussed this thing about kids getting out of small towns. I've discussed this with her on end, constantly. Constantly I've talked to her about this. And I've worked in a ton of small towns. And I've also worked in a ton of big towns. And I grew up in a big area, Orange County. And I've worked in San Francisco. I've worked in Chicago. I know I'm leaving some cities out. Memphis, Denver. I wish I had Mary on the phone. I can't remember all the other ones. But let me say, it's safe for me to say that I'm one of the most well-traveled people in this building. Of all the radio stations that are in this building, I'm one of the most well-traveled there is. Would you agree with that, John? I probably worked at more radio stations than most folks here.
Put together.
Put together, yeah. So, I know kids who live in big cities who are very, very committed. And you can't make those kind of stereotypes about people, but I also know that if you go look at the obits, if you go look, and the obits is not the right term, but if you go look at the people who are dying in Iraq, if you go look at who's doing what, most of them come from very, very small towns. Now, why is that? And I think that we need to ask ourselves why that is. I really think we need to. And I believe that a portion of that has to do with the fact that for many, that's a way out. Because they can't get out otherwise. And they desperately want to get out. So it's a way to go do it. And it's a way to serve your country. And it's a way to get an education. And it's all those things rolled into one. And there's nothing wrong with that. Except that rural America is suffering under this situation. And to me, there's just something that's not right about that. Okay, let's jump back on the phones. And we got a Katie in Lakewood. Katie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Good. And your interview with Howard Dean was great.
Oh, thank you. You're more than kind.
But anyway, what I wanted to say is I think it does have a great deal to do with how you bring up your kids in this country. I don't care where you're from, where you live. I've always lived in big places. I grew up in the Chicago suburbs and came to Colorado as a teenager, and I've been in the metro area ever since. But I've raised a son here. And I gave him a gun. He's 17 years old. I had to be out of town recently for a week. My husband's working out of town, and so he's only home on the weekends. And I didn't want my son home alone without a gun. And he knows how to fire a gun. I fired guns with him at a ranch. You know, I mean, he grew up with paintballs and airsoft and all that stuff, but he knows how to fire a real gun, too. He's level-headed. He's much more together than I was at his age. And I trust him implicitly. But I was lucky. I've always been self-employed, and not always, but since he was little. So I was able to be home with him, and I volunteered at his school. And we had a rough spot from about 13 to 15 years old, but he's turned out to be a really incredibly intelligent, well-educated young man. And I just think it's totally about how you bring your kids up.
Yeah.
And how much time you spend with them. And I feel sorry for people who can't spend time with their kids, because I realize some people are just struggling to survive. And, you know, I've been fortunate in that respect.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate situation that we're in now, in that it's harder and harder now to make it, and there's a bigger gap between the haves and have-nots than there ever has been before, despite all of the rosy things that are said. And the BS that's pumped out, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with your son knowing and being able to use a firearm. I don't think a gun. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I've often thought that kids should be taught respect for and the correct use of firearms as a course in school.
Well,
and
my dad,
I've had people get down on me for saying that, but I think it's true. I mean, I think people who commit crimes with guns,
they're uneducated. My dad taught me how to fire a gun when I was about 12 years old. And, you know, and my dad was a liberal, and I'm a liberal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, my dad also gave my husband his rifle from World War II before he died. So, you know, we have that in the house as well.
Well, see, I've fallen prey to this, too. I think it's so easy to turn around, and when you see something you don't like, be it uncomfortable speech or anything else, the first thing you do, because it's the easiest thing to do, is to say, okay, we'll stop this by banning it. So you can't have it. Instead of doing what we should do, which is to look at the other issues involved, which would be education, economic, mental health, all of those things. And there are some people out there who use guns and commit crimes because they're amoral. There are amoral people out there. They have mental health issues. They lack education.
Well,
they have economic drivers.
Uh-huh.
So why don't we look at those things?
You know, and I wouldn't, you know, if my son was a different sort of person, I wouldn't have given him a gun. I know who he is. We communicate. I know, you know, that he's intelligent. I know that he's not going to do anything stupid. I know that he doesn't tell his friends he has it. And he doesn't, you know, he's not the kind of kid who would show it off to his friends. You know, he's not stupid. He's got good judgment. It took a while before he had good judgment, but
well,
he does now.
You know what? Show me a 14 or 13-year-old or a 15-year-old who always has good judgment. Man, I mean, that's part of being, you know, that's part of being a kid. Katie, thanks. I appreciate the call. It's been a good
one. Thank you, Jay, and you keep it up.
I'll try. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
9:18, 18 minutes after 9. Oh, this is like the best. This is the best email ever, okay? This is the best instant message ever. Check this out. This is from Rick about the statue. It's a good thing the Venus de Milo isn't in Littleton. The last thing we need is some artist promoting armlessness.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons, now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Get the good stuff.
something to think about. Engines with over 75,000 miles on them can burn oil, shortening their life. Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil has added ingredients to condition seals that can help extend the life of your engine. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for only $2.99 per quart. And check out our great prices on other Castrol motor oils. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
28. J. Marvin,
voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Twenty-two minutes after nine, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of rain or snow. High today, 53. J. Marvin here. Oh, I want to tell you something. Before we get back to more calls, check this out. You ready for this? Here it is. Listen to this. Sunday could mark a turning point in the history of CBS's 60 Minutes. Scott Pelley, we are told, has been granted exclusive access to the video of Senator John McCain's recent Good News tour of Baghdad. What Pelley does with the video remains to be seen. This much we know for sure. McCain staged his trip to the Thieves Market in Georgia to illustrate the new, safer Baghdad. His group wore body armor and was surrounded by more than 100 heavily armed soldiers. Sniper patrols bristled from rooftops. Six helicopters flew overhead. And as they entered the market, where 60 Minutes cameras were in tow, members of the entourage were told to remove their helmets. They paralyzed the market when they came in, said a shopkeeper. This was only for the media. The following day, after McCain and 60 Minutes left, 21 Shia market workers were ambushed, bound, and shot dead. How the CBS News magazine chooses to portray the bloody incident, if it does at all, will speak chapters as to Scott Pelley's reputation as a credible journalist. Was 60 Minutes indirectly responsible for the death of 21 civilians? Now, John's asking me where this is from. And you want to know something? I don't know where it's from. And here's why I don't know. Because I have to ask. Because somebody sent it to me inside a news organization. And I can't tell you what the news organization is because I don't know what it is. Because there's no name or source on the memo. So what I'm doing here is I'm asking, where did you get this? Can you say? Question mark. Okay, we'll see if I get an answer before 10 o'clock. And I'll just send that off. So you don't have to look at this as being a homework assignment. What you can look at this as being is a reason to watch 60 Minutes this weekend. If you're somebody who normally doesn't, and you can watch it and see if Scott Pelley of 60 Minutes runs with the story about McCain. All right, for those people that are tuning in and hearing all these people call about the statue in Littleton, here's the deal on this. This is a statue of Danny Dietz, who is a local Navy SEAL. He died heroically in combat in Afghanistan 2 years ago. They want to erect a statue, but there are people there who don't want it because he's holding a gun, and they claim it's too close to a school. Okay. Let's go to Kelly in Aurora. And it's open phones. You can talk about anything, but Kelly wants to talk about the statue. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey. Well, I'll start with, Jay, I mean, sometimes a statue is just a statue. If I say, think in your mind, what's a Minuteman? Do you ever see that statue?
Yeah, that's a guy with a gun.
You bet. You ever see the flag go up at Iwo Jima?
Sure.
Sometimes they are. This man was a Navy SEAL. He was a Special Forces guy. To me, him with a weapon is a depiction of what this current war is about. We are not fighting some guys in green uniforms driving tanks and flying a flag. And the people who are fighting them are the Dietzes and such, you know. And when they were in Afghanistan, it was riding a donkey and doing whatever they could to get the right people to the right place to do it. It is. The man was a hero. I'm a little pissed at my president right now, too, and I'm the Republican. And we were talking last Saturday out of Rockies about it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Where did you go? I lost you
in the Audi.
No, I lost you in the crowd, though, man. Where'd you disappear to? I turn around.
Like I said, I was out looking for a car for my daughter, for real.
I know, but I went back out there to try to find you to say goodbye to you before you left, and you were, like, gone.
Oh, like I said, I talked all around there. They just didn't happen to have an Audi that day. But I'll go back again. Anyhow, he did say something that was very accurate. All these soldiers are the post-9/11. You have to give them one thing. These are some of the bravest, most courageous people in the world. I went in during the Vietnam War, but, hey, it was about a half and half of us going there, you know, that were going to go there. We were a huge number of people. When a kid signs up now, he knows he's going to a gunfight. I mean, it's a bad thing to say in the way to say it, but it's true. He knows he's probably one in two of going to go to a gunfight. Maybe even less than that in the real world, if you take it over a few years. My son's going over his third time.
That makes me sick, though.
You know, I mean, these kids, they're the bravest, they're the most courageous, and they keep doing it. They're all volunteers. There's not a one of them that's stuck in there. Now, they could say, well, they can extend your enlistment. You know, about the first day when you raise your hand, you sign for 6 years, you're going to pull four of it active, two of it reserved.
Yeah, but that doesn't, you know what?
I mean, it's
yeah,
it's
that's yeah, that part's true, but you know what? It doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make
with,
it right.
With what's happening here where they're getting having to go time and time and time again, and many of these kids are being sent over there without the proper armor, without the proper training, and they're being sent because the policy of this administration is misguided and wrong, and their lives are being put at risk.
Yes. There is no safe. I mean, my son is assigned to the 101st Airborne, but he's a telecommunications guy. Okay, so he's not kicking down doors. He's commuting. Tell me that ain't dangerous there.
No, you can't drive. No, that's why what John McCain was saying the other day is absurd. You can't drive around there.
Okay. So
you can't walk around there.
He's not an infantryman. He's not kicking down the bad guy's door. Conversely, he's driving a Humvee. Okay, I mean, it's crazy. There is no safe place.
No, you know what one of the worst jobs is over there? One of the worst jobs over there is support jobs and having to move stuff around and drive around like your son's doing. That's some of the most dangerous work there is.
Yeah, he's just going tower to tower to make sure that the cell phones work and the radios and the sort of things, you know.
Oh, God, I hope
it's crazy.
I hope he's going to be okay.
Yeah, he will. He's a soldier. But, you know, that we have to give it to them. And like I said, Mr. Dietz was a Special Forces soldier. And to be truthful with you, if you want to avoid the next war, remember the one you just got out of.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, we have leadership that doesn't have much of a memory. All right, I got to go get traffic. I'm sorry. Man. I'm sorry you disappeared on me, man, but we'll meet up again.
Oh, sure. Take care.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks.
All right, I should have thanked Kelly for his service to the country and also thank his son. Open phones here, 303-713-7600. My buddy Chris in Fort Collins is hanging on. Chris, don't run off, because he wants to talk about yesterday's topic, in which I was inquiring about ethanol, and I definitely want to talk to you, Chris, about ethanol. So hang on. And that's the idea behind open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about. Talk about the statue or anything else that gets your goat, or that you want to take issue with me or anybody else. You can also instant message us at am760.net. Well, now Chris drops off. Well, doggone it. I want to talk about ethanol. All right, Josh, you're next, man. Hang on. Okay, Gina, I'm not going to ask you about ethanol because you'll just take the fifth. You don't want ethanol in your car, do you?
No.
I don't want mine either.
I would if I could.
Yeah, I kind of wish I could, too. Although people are sending me emails telling me that ethanol is not a good thing.
Why?
Well, they say it's only a temporary solution, and they also say that it's going to put a strain on the food source. And they go into all these other things about it. But I really don't know, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And I know there are people out there that are going to go, oh, God, don't do this. But I am going to do it. I'm going to find somebody with an ethanol company and put them on the air and ask them and throw all this stuff out and see what they say.
Sounds good. You know, it would be a dream come true to have Chevrolet be able to do it, then I can have a Corvette run on ethanol.
Well, they do. They have. GM does have fuel flex vehicles. They got vehicles that run on ethanol, and I don't know about Corvette, but I assume at some time or another they'll move to ethanol because everybody in the race world now is starting to look at it and starting to move towards it, and it's through racing, particularly road racing, that most of the car companies that are involved in that take what they learn out of that and incorporate it into the technology used in consumer vehicles. So people who say, oh, that's really boring, but that's where a lot of this stuff comes from. A lot of it comes from that. Okay, it's 9:33, 33 minutes after 9. And Gina's last shot at traffic, although we have traffic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week here. But what's a well, finish off the morning for us.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. We have a little slow pocket as usual, southbound 25 downtown. We do have crews out working now in Aurora. They've shut down that ramp from southbound 225 to northbound Parker, and it's going to be that way till about 3 p.m. this afternoon. They're going to be working on the noise walls. We had a possible crash involving a motorcycle officer at Alameda and Downing, so just steer clear of that. Of course, little snowy, icy drive along I-70 from the Eisenhower to the Vail Pass. Only place where chains are still required, though, is eastbound over the Loveland Pass. Weather today, increasing clouds, cooler, showers by midday, high of 50. Currently, a little overcast, 42. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
They're new to the neighborhood. Eddie Bauer at 29th Street in Boulder. Be there for the grand opening Friday, April 6th.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You'll have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Givens. Now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best health care investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
We just thought we were just going to have to say goodbye to Sheldon because he looked arthritic, he had the bloody hot spots, the baldness, and he had red marks up above his eyes. As soon as Dynavite was put into his daily food, you could tell he felt better. And within like 2 to 3 months, he had full coat of hair, and it's so shiny. And okay, did you get that? I'm a true believer in Dynavite, and it has everything in it that a dog needs and is not getting from dog food.
Dinovite.
www.dinovite.com.
I guess it's a beagle mix, and she was having ear infections, and they were actually leaking. She would scratch her butt raw, like Sheldon. And man, it's not even been a month, and she has cleared up her ears. And like I said, Dynavite is saving our dog's lives. My two dogs are on Dynavite now, and I will not stop because I see a big difference, a huge difference.
Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
888-606-BARK. Call today. See the difference a Purina One can make.
Picture your neighborhood. You know it well, don't you? Where all the bad bumps are. That hill you always go down a bit faster than you expect. The names of your neighbors, their kids, even their pets. But did you know that your neighborhood could be one of the most dangerous in America? Fact is, every year, 3.2 million car accidents happen within 5 miles of home. And having just one accident can raise your insurance rates. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness. Part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection for dangerous neighborhoods like yours. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh, wow. Groovy. Let's do the fly and the swim. 938, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. See, we shouldn't be playing this music on the radio, and I'll tell you why. Because this music encourages you to alter your consciousness and have sex. And that's only allowed if you're 80 or older. Chance of a rain or snow and a high today of 53. Sly and the Family Stone. Okay. Let's get back to the phones. It's open phones. Somebody sent me an email, said that that story about McCain, that Tom Hartman had brought that up yesterday, and I talked a little bit about it yesterday morning. But the real gist of that story is that thing that I read. The real gist of that is the test is to see what 60 Minutes and Chris Pelley do with the story. Now, they've got it on video. Let's see if they confront it on Sunday night. That's the real key. Okay, my man Chris in Fort Collins is back. And we're going to talk a little ethanol here. Go ahead, Chris. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's been a while. How's it going?
Ah, doing good, man. What about you?
Same old, same old.
Cool.
Yeah. Two things. First thing, real quick. I live in a pretty small community in Fort Collins. At least my little neighborhood is, and all the Democrats in my neighborhood, we're the only ones that fly flags.
That's sensational. And supposed to find out today if. Or I'm going to find out today about the progress of these stickers, and as soon as I get them done, as soon as the station gets them done, as soon as we get them done, I'm going to pass them out. And one of the first places I'm going to go to do it is the state Republican Party headquarters. I'm going to stand right out in front and hand these babies out, because you're right, we do fly the flag, and we own the flag just as much as they own it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of funny, because there's three of us live in a row of progressives, and then we're about the only, you know, bastion of progressiveness in my whole community there, and we're the only ones that fly flags. So I kind of, I get out there when all my neighbors are out there, and I, you know, take care of the flag and, you know, clean it up and the whole nine yards, and I hope it drives them nuts. But
good for
anyhow.
You.
Also, and then as far as the ethanol thing goes, that was kind of interesting that you brought that up yesterday. And, you know, I read quite a few publications, Consumer Reports, Time, anything I can get my hands on talks about ethanol. And what I find it's interesting that the group brought that point up. And I think the thing that I would point to is that one, if we don't get global warming under control, I would say that world hunger is going to be the least of our worries. And second of all, ethanol in itself, there are so many plant products that you can use to create ethanol. So it's not necessarily just consumables, but I mean you could make it out of cotton. You can even make it out of marijuana. I mean there's a million things that you can you know derive ethanol from. And ethanol to me is only a first step. In where we need to be going with energy conservation and getting control of these greenhouse emissions. And I think what ethanol is going to do for us as a country is simply get us in the habit of thinking more green. I do think there are better alternatives out there, but I think the technology just isn't there yet. So
what do you think would be a better technology? Because I'm fascinated. And I've been talking about this forever and a day. And by the way, I sent this company an email yesterday. So we'll see if they respond, although they haven't responded to us in the past. But this Tesla electric car. But what do you think is a better alternative? I mean, I'm fascinated with the idea of electric vehicles. But right now, you can't pull into a car dealership and say, well, I'll take that electric vehicle over there. And by the way, that Tesla that I like, is it like $99,000 or something like that?
Yeah, they're extremely expensive, but you know that's going to be where the future is. I mean, the reality is it's kind of funny. I do a lot of electrical mechanical engineering for a living, and if you look at the torque from an electric motor compared to in an internal combustion motor, the torque out of an electric motor with a capacitor is a meter. So. If you want to talk about a thrill ride, you know, you want to talk about speed, you want to talk about breakneck speed, put you back in your seat, electric motor in a vehicle, and put a couple of capacitors on that baby, and let's rock. Because, you know, you'll be in a car, 0 to 60, there won't be any more 3-4 seconds. We're talking second and a half, 2 seconds. So,
well, that's exciting. Yeah, I'm fascinated by it, because I think you could do things like, You could do road racing, you could do oval course racing, you could do drag, all that stuff, man. You could do it all. And to me, that would just be the most fascinating thing in the world.
Oh, absolutely. I guess one more thing I wanted to highlight real quick, too, is that I guess what these people don't think about is that there's a lot of farmland around this country that's not being used right now. And I think in the Midwest, my wife is from Iowa, and she has a lot of family there. There's just been an absolute explosion in that state. People are actually starting to grow crops again on farmland, and they're able to profit from it. So this is something good for everybody. And another thing that people need to understand is that when you grow corn, not all corn is considered to be, you know, I mean, you can eat it, but there's a difference between corn that you would eat and say feed corn that you would actually grow for cattle. And we as humans, you know, we don't really eat that kind of feed corn. So, you know, it's the kind of stuff they're choosing to grow, and that's what they're going to derive the ethanol from. That's not hurting anybody. So, you know,
why are they raising this big stink about that it really isn't beneficial and that it's going to harm the food production cycle. The way I see it is, okay, you're right, it's a first step. And as technology catches up, and as we perfect electric and hydrogen and other things, and there are people working on this stuff, as we perfect that, then we can move to that. But this is something we can do overnight, or virtually close to being overnight, and get us off the dependency on imported oil. Because what do you got to do? You go to an internal combustion engine, and you basically you just switch the EU system that controls the fuel and the oxygenation. Don't you just switch that, and you can use then you can run on ethanol.
Well, what's exciting is the Japanese right now, and I know Mazda in particular, is working on an ethanol vehicle that's a hybrid. So it uses ethanol, and it uses the hybrid engine. So, I mean, that's very exciting, because at that point in time, basically, you know, if you can use just ethanol vehicle, you're totally getting rid of petroleum products. You're using just ethanol, and then you're saving ethanol production because it's a hybrid vehicle, and you can run it on electric, you know, whatever portion of the time that it needs. So
yeah,
that's very exciting.
Yeah, I find all of this to be extremely exciting. I'm really jazzed up about it, and I'm also really enthused that the IndyCar series has gone to ethanol, that A1GP is going to go to ethanol. They're planning to announce it in the next couple of months, and that'll be for next year's season. And more people, and these are both open road, open wheel racing, but more and more people are going to start moving to it. And I'm really thrilled about it. And I see it as being like a valuable first step. Plus, on top of that, you're right. People who depend on agriculture for a livelihood, it's going to enrich them, and it'll cut down on oil dependency. So I don't understand. And if anybody out there objects to what Chris and I are saying, please call us and tell us what your objections are, because I think it's a marvelous first step. I don't think it is a cure-all. And I had a guy call here a couple of weeks ago. I got in an argument with him, and he got mad. And I got mad at him and hung up on him. But he was talking about, well, you know, everybody should drive hydrogen vehicles. And I was saying to him, yeah, fine, but you can't go out and buy those. If you're middle or lower middle class or you're working poor, you can't roll up to a car dealership and say, sure, I'll put $22,000 or $25,000. Yeah, okay, I'll take that loan out. When you got mortgage payments to make, you got kids who are trying to put through school, and then you're trying to get them into college, you can't do all of that stuff. You know, empty nesters.
That's a realistic point of view, too, Jake. I mean, that's how Americans think.
Well, empty nesters can get away with that. You know, we can afford to go fool with that stuff. But somebody who's beating their brains out every day trying to raise their kids, like John Turk and Stacy, John and his wife can't do this because they've got three kids, man, and a mortgage payment. And this stuff costs in this day and age. And, people need to get it together and be realistic about how to get us from point A to point B. Chris, thanks, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jay. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
And I'm serious about that. And we're our own worst enemies. When we come across with that kind of talk about forcing car companies, about forcing people working in this country, oh, this is what you're going to do. Because they're stretching it. Look at the mortgage situation. Look at the foreclosure rate that's going on. Let's get a realistic grasp on stuff here. 9:49, 49 minutes away from the top of the hour. Here's a guy who had a brief career in sprint cars, but had to give it up because he hit his head. Rick Morgan with traffic.
Jay, the only slow spot we got left over is that usual southbound stretch of I-25 from 38 down to Spear, and that's it. The rest of the drive looks pretty good. Good speeds across downtown through the bridges and around the tech center. Not going to have any trouble heading south of town. If you're heading down to Castle Rock, got a wide-open drive there and on to Colorado Springs. No problems there on I-25. North of town looks good up through Thornton and North Glen. No worries on I-70 on either side of the city. 225 in pretty good shape as you make your way across Aurora. But remember, the ramp from southbound 225 on northbound Parker is completely shut down. They're working on that noise reduction wall. Go ahead and use ILIF as an alternate there. As far as the weather goes, some clouds roll in here later with a chance of showers by noon. Highs right around 50. Cloudy and cold tonight. Low of 30. Rain and snow showers tomorrow with a high of 40. Right now it's 41. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Land O'Lakes is the natural choice for wholesome eggs. When you want the very...
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Hello?
Where are you?
Looking at grills.
I thought we agreed on a washer.
Man, you ought to see this grill.
Will it wash jeans?
Maybe.
Get down here.
Now get both. Get special deferred financing store-wide when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. And if you don't have an account with us, open one and get 10% off your first purchase. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. Max discount $200 based on available credit. Subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1500. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503. Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately. Many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
And get cash for your trade for 72 hours only, Thursday noon to 9, Friday noon to 9, and Saturday 9 to 9. It's the big vehicle acquisition event at Lithia Centennial Chrysler Jeep, just east of I-25 on Arapahoe. At Lithia Dodge of Cherry Creek, Havana, and Parker. And at Lithia Colorado Chrysler Jeep, Havana, and Alameda. Don't miss your chance to get cash out of your old car. Don't wait. Shop tonight until 9 for the very best selection.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And AM760.net.
Always late with your kisses.
Oh, wow. It moved you to play Lefty Frizzell.
Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling, and stay?
Oh, I love Lefty. And I got this great book on him, this great biography on him that I got used. And I haven't had a chance to really sit down and start reading it, but I'm going to read it this weekend if I get a chance. God, I loved him. 9:53, 53 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of rain and snow, high today 53. And I never got a chance to meet him because I was never working in a situation in a market big enough that he would either come through or that somebody in a record company would say, oh, listen, you're crazy about Lefty Frizzell? Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll have Lefty call you. I never was in that situation. So I missed out on that totally. And I'm sorry I did. And I know there's some of you out there that are going, get that music off the radio. Well, you know what? Too bad. Matter of fact, I just bought that whole Lefty Frizzell box set, which was expensive as hell, and put out by Bear Family Records, a German import, and it's got everything that Lefty's ever done, and I might just tomorrow bring in the song, which is my all-time favorite song by Lefty, called My House Is Your Honky Tonk, written by Whitey Sanger D. Schaefer. And I may just bring that in here, and I might just play it. And I know that the bad emails will come, and that the complaints will start. But you know what? I don't care, because it's part of our culture. Let's go to Linda in Brighton. Linda, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, this is Chris.
Oh. It says Linda. But go ahead.
Hi, I just want to talk to you. You were talking about small towns earlier. I'll make it real quick. I just recently drove a friend out who moved to D.C. from Denver, and we went small town after small town. Every time we went, we'd pull over and try to eat somewhere and shop somewhere local, and we couldn't. All the stores were boarded up. And in its place, there were, right out in the public, people doing meth. You go outside the town, and there's the giant Walmart with McDonald's and the Burger King.
That's right.
And destroying these small towns.
That's right.
And these kids have no opportunity and no future, and so they turn to drugs, and they're destroying our small towns. And the sad thing is, you pick up a local paper there, and all they talk about are gay marriage and abortion and all these things that really don't affect these poor people, and the politicians don't really fight for them. They're just human fodder. They can work at the Walmart, they can join the military, and that's all they're good for.
Yeah, you know, that's really true. Walmart comes and sucks the life out of those little towns, and I've been to some of those little towns, too, in the South. And you go down to the what was formerly Main Street, or what was formerly downtown,
yeah,
as they know it, and there's nothing going on there because these people are all going out to the Walmart where they treat their employees like crap, and it's terrible. It's god awful.
They don't put one dime back in the community, not one dime.
No,
they out and move it out.
No, they claim that they do, but what they don't tell you is usually they'll do that kind of stuff to curry political favor to be able to get zoning so that they can build those big box stores.
Yeah.
That's what they're all about. That company, absolutely, without a doubt, I mean, they're terrible. I will not set foot in a Walmart for any reason whatsoever. And Mary told me something that I never realized. She said she was in a Walmart. This was a long time ago, maybe a year or a couple of years ago. Because, well, I mean, in her town where she grew up, that's what's there now, right? Is Walmart.
Yeah.
She said every Walmart smells the same. And she doesn't know what that smell is, but they all have that same smell. And I'm telling you, man, I just will not, and I'm not an elitist. Trust me, I'm not an elitist. I just won't go near Walmart because I realize that they are not good people.
No, they're destroying our small towns. These people are fodder to them.
Yep, and they don't give a damn about the country they do business in, and they don't give a damn about the people who shop there. Hey, thanks. I appreciate it, bud. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, that's it for this morning. Thank you so much. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Get up bright and early and join us. Trust.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. Come see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons, now playing Thursday through Sunday. Only 3 weeks left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products, use as directed.
All activities is free. For more information,